This message, Broken Systems, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Saturday morning, January 23, 1965, for the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship International Breakfast at the Ramada Inn in Phoenix, Arizona, USA. Gbedasisia, Tidosio Gomongo, Nye Esi Noving Tu William Marion Branham, the Gbepa Le Memelira Gbengdi, Dove Blavovo Etonia, Akpere Kalafa Sheke Bladevo Atuame, Le Full Businessmen Fellowship International Pen Ding Dufe, Le Ramada Inn, Le Phoenix, Arizona, USA.
Let us remain standing just a moment and bow our heads.
Inamia no titrenudi, eye mia demia fetauto.
Lord Jesus, we are trying in our humble way to express to you by singing this that we believe.
Afeto Yesu, miele agbagba jem le monu soe sile mia silame, be mia de agblona oto hajijisiame bena mie huese.
And we pray, Lord, that now that you will continue breaking the bread of life to us, giving to us that which we have need of out of thy word. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Eye mie le gbe dom ra aƒetɔ fifia bena wo na yi edzi aŋe agbebolo la na mi le esime na tsɔ nu si hia mi la na mi to wo nya la me elabena mie bia le Yesu ƒe ŋkɔa me. Amen. Minɔ anyi.
I'm quite sure if we should, if I'd say the all-sufficient word now of amen, that the august blessings of God still rest upon this audience.
Mekade jibena, ne de mawela, ekema magblonya de kasi su azombe, amen. Alebe maupe ya ira jianyi towu, na jijode amahasia ji.
I've sat this morning and listened close to the service, enjoyed the testimonies, the different ways each one has of expressing themselves.
Mabobono anyi ndi sia khele tore subo subo angu, eye mekpong jejele, dase di di okple, monu vovovo sila mesia mesibe, wato de epe nya, ble lang.
And to hear the newcomers, the Baptist brother here that come to apologize for thinking that a little wrong.
Eye be masse ameye yewo, noving to Baptiste Tosia Siva, de kuku le alesi wo susui vie be, nusia nye alakpalata.
So I certainly appreciate the somebody that can be human enough or gentleman enough to, if he thinks he's made a mistake.
Alela mekpo mekpo ngejeje le amenye nye la ngti kakare jitwe. Ame ade si me amenye nye atengu anno. Alekbegbe. Alo, alo. Si awwa mekbegbe. Ne esusube ye davo.
He didn't exactly apologize to me. It was me who was apologizing to you, but it was God. So I appreciate that. See, God bless our brother and his evangelist brother.
Menye nye wo de kuku na tututu o. Menye nye wo le kuku dem na o. Mawe. Eyata, me kpong jeje le esiangu mikuya. Mawe na yira mia novi ngutu la. Ple novi ngutu nyanyue glola la ha.
My, that Baptist, you know, I used to belong to the Baptist church myself. I was a member of the Missionary Baptist Church.
Mia to, Baptiste toema. Minye bena nyeng to ha, menye Baptiste ha me tota. Menye, dogbe dia ofe Baptiste ha me vi.
When I come among the people, I know how you feel. I felt the same way, just full of something in it. I didn't know.
La si mama ye, amama o domata, menya alesi wole wa wom na mi. Nenomake wo wona nye ha. Nana kwe yo menye sike nye nye menya o.
I remember my first experience of sin offense. So it was in Dwajak, Michigan. I beg your pardon. I'd been at Dwajak on a fishing trip and was coming down from Dwajak to, down into Indiana.
Me don ku nyen me toto gbanto ji esime me kpo Pentecostal Dwajak ye si le Michigan. Taflache me zomo yi Dwajak akpadefe eye me to Dwajak bona he bona de Indiana.
And so I seen the names of Jesus all over the cars and things, and I listened to their services that day.
Eye me kpo Yesu fenko le vuo kata kple nu sia nu ji. Eye me do to fe subo subo agbe magbe.
And the next day, they asked me to come to the platforms to say a few words, and I did. They asked me what church I belonged to, and I told them I was a Baptist.
Eye si nkela wo biam to asinye be ma va klonta be ma gblo nya ve ande wo. Eye me we. Eye wo bia se be na hama kame me to va me gblo na wo be me nye Baptist to.
And that night, they had an old colored man was going to preach. And he must have been in his late 80s. And he come out the platform, the old fellow, they almost had to lead him out.
Kele zama mela, ame ibo titiade le maunya gloge, eye dohi, etegogo fobla sheke hoho, eye uzonva klota, mutu titiade, klula, eva hiyambe de wakule yi.
He was long ministerial coats on, a velvet collar, and just a little rim of white fur, hair around the side.
Ele osofo wu legbe mawo fo de kame kple kolasi wo wo kple agovo eye da hivia de ko esoso fo khla takogo fo akpa de kane.
I thought all these men here and theologians, great man, how that let this service be given to a fellow like that? Well, the old man should be in a chair somewhere sitting down.
Eye me susu be ame siwo kata le afi sia nye ame nkutawo kple mawo nusrɔlawo keŋ. Kenu kanti ode asile takpekpe si anguna ama matogbe. Cho, eleba ama titimana bobo no anyide zikwi ma afiade le anyinofe.
They'd been preaching that day about what Jesus had did here on earth, and but he took his text, I believe, from Job 7:27. I wouldn't be sure that's the scripture.
Gbemagbela, wo nokbefa dem kude nusi yesuva wole anyigbanji afi la nguti. Eye, ke eyala etwe. A denu kaklela le mwesebe anye yob ta dren kukwi bla ve. Me, a fisi wok blo le bena, nye makade jitututu bena ngonglo lai mao.
However, this is a quotation or some part of it. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy.
Gakela, nye trok blo lai nye si, alo efe akpade, a fika nele, e si me medro kikia me goma anyi, Esi magleti vyo kata jika, eye ma vyo kata fofutu aseye.
And he spoke on what went on in heaven while they've been speaking on what went on in earth.
Ale efo nutonu si yiji le jifo languti, evo wawo nonufom le nusi jole anyigbanji languti.
And somewhere about 5 minutes after speaking, the Spirit of the Lord hit him and he jumped way up in the floor, clicked his heels together.
Eye vado afiade. To esi me woje nufofo ano abe miniti atuwa de o mekbe la, eya ma, afetofo gbogbo jereji, kasia wo tikpo yi ya me, hekpe fe afo vya o pla.
My, there was as much room as almost half on this platform, you might walk and all, but you just haven't got enough room up here for me to preach.
Nyato, te fe sogbo no afima, klila, efe afa kwe le nyagblo kwe aji ya le afisia, ke, e zon yi dabe, Tefe kwe me sogbo na mle afisia be mak bloma unya o.
Well, I was about 20 years old then. I thought, if that'll do that for that old man, what would it do for me?
Enyo, ema ila makwa abe fe blave ene. Masusube, ne numa a wokple ama chichima nene mala. Ke nuka wa wokple nye ya maha. Mikuya.
Behalf of keeping everything just as orderly for our new brothers, that we certainly are welcoming into our fellowship.
Bene mia lenu sianu de dodo mana mia novingu tuye yeao, amesi oha mia doja na kakade jidwe, vamia fe takpekpi ame.
See, I believe they mentioned of a priest sitting here, I think. Of course, being Irish, my people are Catholic. And so there was a couple more, Baptists and different ones.
Makpo. Mwese be, De wo glo be fada de no nyi de afisia, ma susui nenema. Ele me be, esi me nye irish tota funye me o nye katolke to, eye ale ame vea de o sinu gali, nye baptise to kle ame vovovo.
You might have been a little confused a while ago. I noticed another brother spoke about it, but I thought I would try to straighten out when Brother Shakarin.
Atengwa nye be fifi la vaila, mi achaka vie, medege sibe no vya odomotore ke mo fonu to ngu, kake me susu ebe, madredo, esi me no vya ngtu, Shakarian.
As the fine speaker here was, got so filled with joy of knowing the coming of the Lord so close at hand, he spoke in an unknown tongue to us. And we have interpreters that give the interpretation.
Le esi nufula nyui la jo le afisia he yo funkle jijo. Be wanya be apetofe vavagogo he tu afe vola. E funu ple begboglo bubu nami. Eye gome de lao le miasi amesi ode gome.
Which scripture says, if there be no interpreter, then let them hold their peace. But if they speak in tongues and then interpret it, it becomes prophecy.
Nusia ye ngonglo la glombena. Ne gome de la de keme liola, eke ma minawa zidodwi. Gake ne wo fonu kle adeye ye, eye ye megbe wo de gome la, etro zu nyaglondi.
So, the little confusion of two of them at one time. Now, that wasn't a bit confusing, see, because one of them was given the interpretation, the other was prophesying.
Eye ta to swe la inye be wo ame velakata wezi deka. Azo, emala, menye to wo nye kura o mikuya. Elabena, de wo domoto deka, no egome dem, ame velia no nyakblomdi.
See, so that's, I thought I would let our brethren understand if they did not understand, because one of them is correctly given to notice the time limits of each one, and the other one is so filled himself that the Spirit of God was prophesying through one, interpreting the other, was given the interpretation.
Mikuya, makama. Esi anye, mesusu be manna miya novio miya nya esi a, ne anye be omese goma o elabena, o domoto deka no esi a tomna de dodonu, de miye lankure e yi si, o domoto de siya de wola ngwa, eye ame keme ngto ha, yofun alegbegbe, alebe maufok bogbola no, nyak blom dito, ame de kaji, he no e goma dem, le ame evelia no e goma dem.
So it might be clear that you were not, sometimes to the natural mind, it's like our precious brother that gave the apology this morning, it is a bit confusing to the person who doesn't understand.
Bena siamenako, bena mia, mimenye yado yila lekojogba mafe susumala, egaleko abe mia novingu tuhwasi si de kukungu disiane, enye nane si atengwa toto meade si mese gomau.
But to those who are in veterans of the battle that we're in, why we understand that what these things are. So I just thought I'd say something about if it was all right.
Gakene amesio le mela amesio de avakpo zigede koko le avasimemie le la cho mi se aye gome nusi nenem nuonye eya ngunti deko mesusube makbolonyade kude esya ngunti nenyebe esya sogbe.
Now, I know this is no place to say this, but being everybody's been telling little things, that fellow said, the old colored man said, you don't have enough room for me to preach. You ain't got enough time for me to preach. Rather long-winded.
Azo me nya be tefe sia me nya afisi wa glo sia le. Gaka si wo zuba me sia me le nya wuli o glom ta la me. Minya, ntu ma glo be ame ibo titi la glo be. Tefe sogbo me le mi asina mbe ma glo ma unya o. Ke mi au ha, ga me sogbo me le mi asina mbe ma glo ma unya o. Ke me dana kalegbe ya bung.
Man said one day, said a minister came up. He'd been a pastor at the church for 20 years, and he always preached just exactly 30 minutes each Sunday morning at his church. And he said, this Sunday morning he preached 3 hours.
Ŋutsu aɖe gblɔ gbe ɖeka be egblɔ be osɔfo aɖe wònye va enye kplɔla na hame aɖe ƒe blave sɔŋ eye esia yi la miniti blatɔ̃ pɛpɛpɛ ko gblɔ mawunya kɔsiɖa sia kɔsiɖa gbe ŋdi le eƒe hamea me eye wògblɔ be kɔsiɖa gbe ŋdi ma ya la ye gblɔ mawunya gaƒoƒo etɔ̃.
And so the deacon board called him in and said, Pastor, we really appreciate you that we always know that you stand for the Bible and its rights.
Eye ale subɔlawo ƒe ha la yɔ ye hegblɔ be kplɔla míekpɔ ŋudzedze le ŋuwò egbugblɔ be mínya bena ɣe sia yi la la enɔ atsitre na biblia kple eƒe dzedzewo.
And you always correct us so we can be feel pure and clean before God. And we really appreciate you, and we believe you're God's servant. And we certainly did appreciate that message this morning.
Ke egblɔ emegbe be eye ɣe sia yi la eɖo ami ɖo bena míadza le Mawu ƒe ŋkume eye míekpɔ ŋudzedze le ŋuwo vavã. Míexɔe se hã be enye Mawu ƒe subɔla eye vavã la míekpɔ ŋudzedze le ŋdi sia ƒe gbedasi la ŋu.
But so there's just one thing that we want to ask you about that we've timed you as a deacon board that every Sunday morning is just exactly 30 minutes, and today you were 3 hours.
Gakia, eglobe, nde kanguti ko miedi be mia bia nyawo kudo, eglobe, mi abe subolo fuha enela, miedi che gamanawo, eglobe, kosida ngdi de sia de la, miniti bla ton pepepe ko ne wona. Evo egbe ewo gafofo eton.
So now remember, we appreciate every bit of it. It was all right making the old fellow feel good, you know.
Egblo be azon don kujibe miekpo ngjeje le nu sue de sia de nguti ele tefo tututu enabe amehuhuawo se vivi enye.
He said, well, brother, and I tell you what it is, that every morning when I go to, I'm called to the pulpit, that I put one of those little lifesavers in my mouth. He said, I just suck on it and said, when the lifesaver's done, said, it takes just 30 minutes, and said, then I quit preaching.
Egblɔ be, enyo nɔviwo, magblɔ ale si wòwɔna la na mi. Egblɔ be, ŋdi sia ŋdi ne meyi ɖe, ne woyɔm va nyagblɔti dzi la, ebe, metsɔ lifesavers ƒe kpetike aɖe dena nu me, ebe, eye menɔ enyim, eke ebe, ne lifesavers ƒe kpetike anya vɔ ko la, ebe, ewɔna miniti blatɔ̃ tututu eye ebe ekema medzudzɔ mawu nyagbɔgblɔ.
He said, you know, this morning I thought I was a little over time. I spit it out, I had a button in my mouth.
Egblɔ be, minya, ŋdi sia la, mesusu be megbɔ gamea ŋuti. Ɖe metu fu gbeta ye, ŋutotu aɖe do ɖe nye nu me.
I ain't gonna put anything in. I hope I don't get some buttons.
Yemele nana ketoge ademo. Ekema miele mokpombe ntutu adeke manno miafa plomo.
I hope that didn't sound sacrilegious here, but just, you know, even God has a sense of humor, you know.
Gake miele. Mokpɔmɔ be esia manɔ abe busubɔbɔ le afi sia o, gake deko me minya, Mawu ŋutɔ hã doa kokoe na ame minyae.
So we are very thankful to be here and have this time of fellowship and with this grand privilege to break the bread of life once again in my own simple little way.
Eya ta mieda akpe geɖe be miele afi sia hekpɔ gome le subɔsubɔ ƒe ɣeyiɣi sia me. Eye gomekpɔkpɔ gã sia gasu miasi be miaŋe agbebolo la le zi ɖeka ake le nye mɔnu te suetɔ me.
I know as theologians as that man spoke here last night from England, my he'd get up behind a person like that with my seventh grade education.
Menya abe ale si mawu nusrɔ̃lawo abe ale si ŋutsu ma si tso England la ƒo nu zã si va yi me ene la miatɔwo. Metsirena be manɔ ame mawo ƒomevi ƒe megbe kpakple nye sukudede xɔ adretɔ ko.
But I hope that God will interpret to you the meaning in my heart. See, my words are not right, my intentions, I trust are.
Kake mekpo mo be mawu ade nu si medi be magblo to nye jime la gome na mi, mi kuya. Ne nye nyati o me jowu la, nye susu o ya me kade ji be wajo.
Now, let us read in the scripture. Many of you like to follow, and I'm going to read this morning for just a few moments from the book of Jeremiah the prophet, the second chapter, and I'm going to begin now with the first verse.
Azon mi na mi akle ngongloa, mi adoma ame gede o dina be ye wa kplo esia do, eye mele ekle geng di sia, khena eyi vya de, le nyaknodi la Yeremia fe akban leme, ta velia, eye azon mele gome jege kple kukui gbantua.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth and the love of thine espoused, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness and in the land that was not sown.
Eye Yehoa fuk beva gbonye bena, ye da dek befande Yerusalem fe tome bena, ale Yehoa gblo esi, medrong wode tugbime dome nyokple, wong betonye nye fe lolonawo, esi me nekplom doto bedadafo,
Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall and offend, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord.
Yehoah be Israel le kokwe na Yehoah. Efe aglemanu gbanto onye. Amesi okata duila, kwede anu, jokbevwen fawoji.
Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel.
Mi Yakov fe afe, ple Israel fe afe fe fomea okata, mi se Yehoah fe nya.
Thus saith the Lord, What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me and walked after vanity, and are become vain?
Ale Yehoah gblo esi. Numanyo kae mia fofo kpole ngunye be wo demagbele ngunye eye wo je ya nuo yome he zuto floko.
Neither said they, Where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt and led us through the wilderness, through the land of desert and of pits, through the land of drought and of the shadows of death, through the land that no man passed through and no man dwelleth?
Eye omagblombe. Afika Yehoa, amese klomi to Egypte nyigba jila leha o. Eye, eya amese klomi to gbeji, to gbedadafo, to kudi nyigba jikle bluko chidi chirife anyigba jik, to anyigba siji ame areke metona o. Eye, afisi ame gbeto areke mele o la ji.
And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, You defile my land and made my heritage an abomination.
Eye mekplo mi va anyigba wonu ji be mi adu efe kutete o kple efe nunyo ke miawo mi va he dogu nya anyigba la eye mi eto nya domenyinu la wo nnyonu e.
And the priest said not, Where is the Lord? And the hand of the law knew me not.
Eye nunola o megblo be Afika Yehoa leha o, amesi osi me selela menyam o.
And the pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit.
Eye lakplovio je aglade ngunye, nyaglondi la o glonyadi le balfen kome, eye wo genusio mele de keme wola yome.
Therefore I will plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children will I plead.
Yehoah be, eyata, maga wajirekle mi, eye ma wajirekle mi avio fa vio.
For over this land of Chedom and sea, and in the Kedur, and consider diligently that, and see if there be such a thing.
Elabena, mi yikiti stofa anyigbanji, eye mi kponu. Mido amadode keda, eye mido nku anyinyue bena, ne miyakpobe esi atokbe jokpo maha.
Has a nation changed their gods, which are no gods, But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit.
De dukɔ ɖe ɖɔlie ƒe mawua, evɔ wonye menye mawuwo wonye wo afi, ke nye dukɔ ya tɔ eƒe ŋutikɔkɔe ɖɔli nu si mele ɖeke me o lae.
Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horrible afraid. You're dead desolate, saith the Lord.
Yehowa be, O difo, miaƒe nu neku le esia ta, eye miaƒe lãme ne ble fu, mi vɔ. Eye miaƒe mo ne wɔ ya.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
Elabena nye dukɔ wɔ vɔ ƒomevi eve. Wogble nye ame si nye ti gbagbe vudo la di be woaɖe ti do na wo ŋutɔ ɖokui. Ti do si o gome ngon, ti matengwa no ome o.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his words. And I would like to take a text of that, his broken cisterns.
Afeto la na to efe ya irawo akpede efe nyafe kekleng. Eye me dibe ma, mato tanya le eme be ti do si o gome ngon.
In reading this, scripture this morning, which all scripture is given by inspiration, and we come to the house of the Lord for correction and for understanding.
Esime me le ngonglo sia xlem ngdi sia la, evo la, wotoa ngonglo okata nana to gbogboda meme, eye mieva aƒetɔ la ƒe aƒe me xena ɖɔɖɔɖo kple nugɔmesese.
And sometimes that we see the any little thing in the way. Like this military man a while ago was speaking to us and saying that some certain thing that perhaps maybe in some other country has a certain missile or something on that idea. And we've got to find something to counteract that in military strategy.
Eye ye ado yi bena mi akpo nusu ado le moaji abegbadagba si age ade yi va yi enela. Enɔ nu ƒom na mí henɔ gbɔgblɔm be nanewo la bena ɖewo mahi le dukɔ bubu aɖe me la tu wo aɖe ƒomevi anɔ wo si alo nane si le susumanu ke ele na mí be míakpɔ nane atsɔ kpe akoe le aʋawɔwɔ ƒe ayemɔnuwo me.
Well, the same thing goes into a church to perish where a man is preaching or if he's an evangelist in the field.
Enyo, ndeka ma yi na hamea ha. Yi na hanɔƒe aɖe afi si ame aɖe le mawu nya gblɔm le alo ne ganye nyanyuiegblɔla aɖe si le agblea dzi hã.
When he sees uprisings and something that's just starting though in its infancy or whatever it is, it's that man, if he's a servant of God, to blot that thing so far from the people's minds that they'll keep away from it. And we don't want that to happen for us to get into places like that.
Kasia wo kpɔ tsitre tsitsi aɖe alo nane dze egɔme hele edzi yim ko la, eya ƒe ɖevimenuwɔwɔe alo nu ɖe sia ɖe si wonye la, ame lae, nenye mawo ƒe subɔla wonye la, eyae wòle na be wòaxe mɔ na nu ma axate ɖa yi adzɔge tso amewo gbɔ bena woagate ɖe esia ŋu o, ke míedi be esia nava eme na mí o, ale be míava ɖo teƒe aɖe nenema o.
Now, during the time of Jeremiah here, his prophecy, it had been about 60 years since the death of Isaiah. Isaiah, and there had been about 60 years without a major prophet.
Azon le Yeremia fe gamme le afi la, efe nyaglondia la, anon abe fe bla de le Yezaya, Yezaya fe kumegbe, ke ema le abe fe bla de son si nyaglondila gade ke me gano wosi o.
There was Habakkuk and some of the small minor prophets, but Isaiah was the last major prophet.
Habakkuk ple nyagblondila viwo no anyi, gake Yesaya enye nyagblondila ga susuya.
And the people had during this time had no one to call them out. They had drifted, yet they were God's people, had drifted into this state now that we find them in as Jeremiah came to prophesy to them.
Eye le ema yime la dukɔ la mekpɔ ame aɖeke si ayɔ wo adogoe o ale wotra gake hã mawu ƒe dukɔ ko wo ganye wotra ʋu ge ɖe nɔnɔme sia si me míele wo kpɔm le afi la me esi na be Yeremia va gblɔ nya ɖi ɖe wo ŋu.
And Jeremiah also was he prophesied before the exile and also he went into exile with them.
Ke Yeremia hã nye egblɔ nya ɖi do ŋgɔ na aboyome yiyi eye eya hã yi aboyome kpe ɖe wo ŋu.
And then of course Daniel come on after Jeremiah. Daniel said that he had understandings by the scripture of the 70 years that they were to be there.
Ke esia megbe la, ele me be Daniel va le Yeremia megbe, eye Daniel gblɔ be gɔmesese sue si to ŋɔŋlɔ la me ku ɖe ƒe blaadre siwo woanɔ afi ma la ŋuti.
Of course, there was another prophet among them that wanted to make this yoke as he put it up on his neck, that it would be a small thing, that within 2 years, well, God was going to bring them all back. But Jeremiah no different from that.
Ele me be nyagblɔɖila bubu hã ganɔ wo dome esi di be yeawɔ kɔkuti aɖe esi wòtsɔ ku kɔ gblɔ bena anye ɣeyiɣi vi aɖe esi anɔ abe ƒe ve megbe ko ene. Enyo, ekema mawu agakplɔ wo agbɔe gake Yeremia nya nu to vovo na ema.
And we know what happened to the prophet who prophesied wrongly. He died that same year. So God wouldn't let him stand.
Ke mieva nya nu si va dzɔ ɖe nyagblɔɖila ma si gblɔ aʋato nya ɖi la dzi eku le ƒe ma me ekema mawu meɖe asi le eŋu wòtsi agbe o.
And now we also notice the conditions of the people in that day.
Ke azɔ míegade dzesi amegbetɔwo ƒe nɔnɔme le ŋɔli ma me.
Now I do not wish you to misunderstand me. I'm not aiming what I aim to say here, some scriptures and little notes.
Azɔ nyemedi be miase gɔnyeme baɖa o. Nyemele susu le susu si medi be magblɔ le afi nu le ŋɔŋlɔ ʋɛ aɖewo kple dzesidede ʋɛ aɖewo me.
Used to be I didn't have to write my scriptures and things down, but after I passed 25 the second time, well, I don't remember like I used to. So I write down a scripture and kind of know from that where I'm going.
Sala mehia be manglo nye kukuawo kple nuo dadi o. Kake esi mexo fe bla vevo aton zigbo zi eve vola a nye mega drua nku nuji abe ale si mexo neta ene o. Eyata manglo kukuawo danadi alebe to amajila matengu anya nusi gbo medote.
And then so much time praying for the sick and so forth and out and gone. I don't have time to really study like I should do.
Emegbe le ɣeyiɣi geɖe wɔwɔ hena gbedodoɖa ɖe dɔnɔwo ta kple nu bubuawo hekpe ɖe gododo adzo geɖe ŋuti la, ɣeyiɣi fũu megale asinye be masrɔ̃ nu abe ale si dze ene o.
Now, but this great prophet of this day was Jeremiah. And he was something on the order of Amos and many of the other prophets that rose up. He was stirred when he seen the conditions of the nation.
Azɔ kekeke ma ƒe nyagblɔɖila gã la nye Yeremia eye enye ame aɖe si le abe Amos kple nyagblɔɖila bubu siwo titre la ƒe ɖoɖo nu. Eblu esime wòkpɔ dukɔ la ƒe nɔnɔme.
Now there were places sometime when you're speaking about a nation, it might think that it's reflecting to a certain group. It's not that, it's the overall picture of the nation.
Azɔ afi aɖewo li si yaɖo yi ne ele nu ƒom tso dukɔa ŋuti la, amewo susu be eku ɖe ɖe ame hatsotso aɖe ko ŋuti. Mele nenema o, esia nye dzedzeme blibo si le dukɔa katã si.
And we find today a very comparative condition today as it was in the days of Jeremiah, that the nation itself altogether has gone into more or less idolatry, kind of, I'd say, got away from God.
No, nɔnɔme si sɔ kpli tututu la gali abe ale si wònɔ le Yeremia ƒe ŋkekewo me ene bena dukɔ blibo la katã ŋutɔ hã yi ɖe trɔsubɔsubɔ me ɖewo ɖewo toe de ƒomevie nu si megblɔ be wote ɖa tso Mawu gbɔ.
And by doing that, it's been the weakness of the pulpit. Because if the pulpit would have stayed straight and with the Word of God, God would be in every church like He is moving among us here.
Eye nu sia wɔwɔ la, eto nyagblɔtia ƒe gbɔdzɔgbɔdzɔ gbɔ, elabena ne nyagblɔtia tɔ te kã kple Mawu ƒe nya la, anye ne Mawu anɔ hame ɖe sia ɖe me abe ale si wòle mía dome le afi sia ene.
But they have led away from that, and that's the thing that I want to talk about this morning. And now we find that that's absolutely true in every age.
Gake wokplɔ amewo tre le esia gbɔ, eye eya nye nu si ŋuti medi be maƒo nu le ŋdi sia, ke azɔ mekpɔ be nu sia nye nyateƒe matrɔmatrɔ le agbenɔɣi ɖe sia ɖe me.
I believe it was Amos as I referred to him a while ago that he said he was not a prophet, he was the son of a prophet, but said that when the lion roars, who can be fear?
Mekpɔ se be Amos ye, abe ale si meƒo nu tɔe medidi o la, eya ye gblɔ be ye menye nyagblɔɖila o, alo nyagblɔɖila ƒe vi hã o, gake eyi dzi bena ne dzata ɖe gbe la, ame kae mavɔ o.
And if anyone ever heard a real lion roar in the wilderness, these you hear in the cages around here are just meowing. But when one roars in the wilderness, everything takes heed.
Eye ne ame aɖe se dzata ɖe gbe ŋutɔ ŋutɔ le gbedada ƒo kpɔ la, esi wo mie sena woɖe agbe le gadzame le afi sia la, wonye dadi ƒe xɔxlɔ ko, gake ne dzata ɖe gbe le gbedada ƒo tututu la, nu sia nu sina bena.
I've laid in the jungle a hunter, and he's the king of the beast. And when that lion roars, even the beetles stop hollering. Everything the...
Mebe ɖe ave me kpɔ be mada de wo, ke eyae nye gbemelãwo ƒe fia, eye ne dzata ma ɖe gbe la, vetrawo ŋutɔ hã dzudzɔa vunvun wɔwɔ, nu sia nu sia ɖoɖui.
The jackals and the hyenas are screaming, and the other animals, the squawking of the baboons and monkeys, the beetles, you can hardly hear yourself think, but in a distant let a lion roar and every beetle will stop hollering.
Gana wo kple gbevuwo dzudzɔa ɣlidodo, eye la mamlɛawo hã hekpe ɖe kese dziwo kple kesewo kple vetrawo ƒe wɔwɔwɔ ŋuti la, bebli hafi nate ŋu ase susu si ɖem nele hã, gake dzata ne ɖe gbe le adzɔge ko nakpɔ, vetra ɖe sia ɖe adzudzɔ vuu wɔwɔ.
See, everything's afraid of him, yet there's many things can kill him, but he's recognized as a king amongst the beasts.
Mikpuia, nu sia nu vɔnane, evɔ wonye be nu geɖewo li ate ŋu awui hafi, gake wode dzesi eya abe fia ene le lãwo dome.
He said, when the lion roars, who can but fear? He said, then God has spoken, who can but prophesy?
Egblɔ be, ne dzata ɖe gbe la, ame ke agbe vɔvɔ̃. Egblɔ be, ke ne Mawu ƒo nu la, ame ke agbe nyagblɔgblɔ ɖi.
That's, I think, the condition meets that challenge again today. God has spoken, see? And we see the handwriting on the wall. So it's very easy to prophesy and see that we're at the end time.
Eye le ma me la, mie bu be nɔnɔme aga sɔ kple aɖikadodoa egbe, Mawu ga ƒo nu, mikpuia, eye mie le asinu nuŋɔŋlɔ kpɔm le glia ŋuti, eya ta ele bɔbɔe be woagagblɔ nya ɖi esi mie kpɔ bena mie ɖo nu wuyi la.
And we're seeing God from every section of denominations, all the way from Catholicism through all the Protestant churches, Buddhas and what more from India and whatever more, he's calling his people together, assembling them together.
Eye mie kpɔ bena Mawu tso kɔmahatsɔŋkɔwo ƒe hatsotso ɖe sia ɖe me tso keke katoliko subɔsubɔa me heto protestant hameawo katã dzi tso buda kple bubuawo katã me tso le India kple etoawo katã la, ele etɔwo yɔm ƒoƒu hele wo nu ƒom ƒu.
And I'm very happy for that, to see this day coming. Now, it's a great day, one of the greatest privileges.
Eye dzi le dzɔyem ŋutɔ ɖe esia ta, be makpɔ ŋkeke gã si gbɔna la. Azɔ mie, esia nye ŋkeke gã aɖe, gomekpɔkpɔ gãtɔwo dometɔ ɖeka.
That if I was would have known before there was a world when we were souls, a part of God that we are, for we were with Him before the foundations of the world, because there's only one form of eternal life, and that's God, and we're a part of Him.
Alabana, na ato gbonyela, na demanya nu afikeke ameje egomela, esime mienye luvwo, maufe akpadewo, nusio mienye, elabana, mienno anyi kple yama afiwo do keke amegom anyi, elabana, agbema vofumevi de kakweli, ke esia yenye mau, eye mienye eyama fe akpade.
We was not so much that we would know and could think and had a being, but we were in His thoughts of what we were before the foundation of the world.
Mie de kakaka be mia nyanu o, eye mia tengu asusu nuha o, be nye nye na no mia si o, gake mie nye nu si mie nye le efe susu me, afi ye wo do kiki ame goma anyi.
Because we are a part of Him, like my son is part of me and I'm part of my father and so forth. We are sons and daughters of God by His foreknowledge.
Elabena, mienye efe akpade, abe alesi vinye nye nye akpade ene, eye nye hame nye fofo nye efe akpade, nene mae heto yijie, mienye mau vingutu vio kle nyonu vio, to efe nyanyadi lame.
And back there, if I could have known as I know now, and I could look over the whole span of time, and he had said to me, what time do you want to live?
Eye, lekeke afimala. Na de matengu anyanu abe alesime nye fifia ene, eye matengu akpo eyi yakata fe jidimela, kene anyebe, eyama akblonambe, ekaye nejibe yano akbemaha.
I said this time, right now, just the eve of the ending up of world history and the oncoming of the kingdom of God to be established in the earth. I think it's the most glorious time of all ages is right now.
Anye magblombe, eyi siya me tututu, le fien wawi ma mle siya, ha ra fye keke me fwen ntinya na wunu, eye ma ou fya rufya si gbona la na vano anyi gbanchi. Mesusube, esiya enye akbeno ya wakata fe eyi chi anyi to wu, eyi a eli fifi la.
We find out here that Israel is accused by the prophet when God had ordained him and sent him out. They were accused of two major sins.
Miele kpom le tefesi abe nyagbondila la bufo Israel le esime mau de roda la. O bufo de nuvo ga veta.
And we want to talk on those two things that they had done, and from that we want to prosper by.
Eye mie dibe mia fonu to nanamunu ave ma siwo wola nguti. Eye to machila mie dibe mia to esiaji akpo jijeje.
They had turned from God, the fountain of living water, and had hewed themselves out cisterns.
Azo wotrora to mau si enye tigba gbevu do lagbo eye wodeti do na woronto odoku.
They had turned from the thing that God had given them and had hewed themselves something that they had did themselves.
Wotrora nu si mau to na wolagbo eye wodenane si wa wonto wo wola na wonto odoku.
And these cisterns, you notice, they had broken and they were leaking. Now, a broken cistern cannot hold water. It'll leak out.
Ke tido siawola, miadeje sibe, enye, wenye esiwe ngokhe le tidudum. Azo, tido sigoma ngola, matengwa le tidi o, adudufugbe.
I was raised on a farm and I know what an old cistern is and the difficulty we have with it.
Matile agbleji eye menya nusi ti doko kwadenye ple fusio mie kpenaleng.
And this leaking cistern is a very fine picture, I think, of this day, that when our everything that we have tried to do to get man together, get people together, get churches together, it has become always in the realm of intellectual trying.
Ke tido si duduna aliala, masusube, nye nutata nyuyade na, ekbenke kesia, esime miafe, nusia nusingu mieji agbagbalebe miawo, ato ghe ame o fofu, aghe duko la fofu, aghe ame o fofu la vazuna, agbagbageje le tagome nunya gome koko ko.
We've tried to make all the Methodists become Baptists and vice versa, and the different denominations, and that was not God's program to begin with.
Mi agbagba be mi awo metodistiawo kata wa zu baptiste to eye esi ha na zu akame ple koma haton ko fufufu awo ka amamanya maufo dodo be wato je goma o.
God only has one meeting place. He said over there in the book of Exodus that I have chosen the place to put my name. And that's the only place that I'll meet people.
Godofo de kako le mausi egblo le mose evelia fe agbale me le afia de be metia tefe afisi nye nko na no eye afime la nye tefe deka si madogo amole.
And he chose a place to put his name, and where he put his name, that's where he met Israel.
Ale wotia tefe si woto fe nkodro eye afisi woto fe nkodro la afime wodo ago Israel le.
He's got a place that he meets his church today, and he chose that name. That name is Jesus Christ.
Tefeade le esi egbia ha afisi wodo ago efe ramela le ke etia nkoma eye nkola enye Yesu Kristo.
And that's where he meets a true believer, when he's in Jesus Christ. That's where God chose to put his name.
Eye afima enye tefesi wodo ago kose tova vale ne ele Yesu Kristo me afima e mautia be yefe nkona no.
He said God's name. He said I came in my Father's name. So that's where God put his name, is in Christ, and in Christ is where we can all meet under the shed blood and there have real true fellowship.
Miagblombe, maufankwa, eglobe, mavale fufunya fankome, ekama afima mauto fankodo, eye enye Christome, eye le Christome mikata miatengwa kpetale, la vusi relate, eye afima de kaova vantole.
God made his program at the beginning in the Garden of Eden, where the place he would meet man, and that wasn't upon intellectual understandings. If it had, Eve was exactly in line with his program.
Mawo fa dodo le gomejeje ame le dembo ame kude tefesi anye afisi wa dogo amo le langu ke manya esi anye tagoma nunya fa gomesesewo nanya nanamela ekema hawonno fa dodo afa flima tututu.
But we know that her accepting Satan's intellectual conception, surely God will not. But God said he would.
Gakemye nye be esi wo kho satana fe nunya susumeto ala. Kakareji twe mawuma tengwa weo. Gakema u globe ya we.
And so then he chose a place of redemption, and it was by blood and not by intellectual conceptions.
Ke esi atala etia tefe dadi na kho kpokpo. Eye esia enye to vulame eye menye to nunya susumeto ama o.
So we're only beating the air, but it's just human nature that that people will try to do that.
Aliala de komiele da dagbo dam kaka esia ha nya amafa jojoma kobena bena amuna ja agbagba bebe wa wonenema.
If we had time we could break it down in many pieces, but I don't want that button, so we just try to make it as simple as possible. Leaking sisters.
Nanya de ile miasila, nya tengwa ma mede dofe sue vovovo me. Gake nye medi nutotu ma o. Eyata, mia je akbakbabe, mia weteko, alesi mia tengwi, ti do siwo duduna.
And we find that it's absolutely happened again. It's a very picture of our age that we're living in, of all of our trying.
Eye mie kwe bena madama datuela, ega va me ake, le mia fe akbeno yisi me mie le akbele la fe nonome, kure mia fe akbakba jeje wokata nguti la me.
And no disregards to ever effort that any servant of God that even names the name of Jesus Christ, he ought to be honored for just even naming his name in reverence and respect.
Eye nye magbe bubu dede akwekba jeje si okata mawufe subola de si yua Yesu Kristo unko la jena la nguti o. Elebe wade bubu engu de efe unko si ayoyo le vovonkule bubu melata dedeko.
And the great evangelistical systems that's crossed the earth and so forth in these last days, I think still we'll never be able to get people in one heart until we get them underneath the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only place that we'll ever be safely.
Eye le nyanyu to afem ro anyi gan la me. Sito anyi gbankatan chi kle bubu awoken lenkeke mlesiawo me ha la mesusui kokoko bena miete ngule nanagebe amewo fe chi na wodeka negbe de miekplo ova Yesu Kristo fe vulate afiko afima koenye tefe si miete ngu anodetiele.
Someone called me not long ago from up in the east and said, Brother Branham, I hear you've moved out to Arizona and you farmed a place there where that where they safety.
Ami ade yo ma tefe ma titi oto echefe jigbeda eye woglobe nofin to Branham masebe evuide de Arizona eye ewo tefe ade de afima afisi dede no no le.
And as you know how the message come and the Lord told me what would happen in Alaska and how down to California it would be, and it's just been that way.
Ke abe alesi mienya alesi gbeda si ave la eye afetola gblo nusile jojoge la le Alaska nam ple alesi wava jol California la ke nenema ko unona.
They said, now if that's shaking and everything work is a safety zone. I said, there is one safety zone that I know of. That's in Christ. For those that are in Christ, it's the only one I know.
Oglobe, azon nenyebe evuvu ple nusianude afika de denono nyigba anno. Meglobe, de denono nyigba de kakweli manya eya nye kristome. Elabena, amesio le kristome la anno eya de kakwenye esimanya.
Now Jeremiah was called also the weeping prophet.
Azon ka yua Yeremia ha be nyagrodi la afifala.
And because I believe that made this prophet weep, was because him being a prophet and the word of the Lord comes to such and seeing the people walk after their traditions and thought they were all right and no way at all to turn them.
Aye mkwesebe nusi wonyagrodi la sia wozu avigo towula enyebe esi wonyagrodi lala apotofo nyava na nanamwo evola le pombe to kola le sosom de ofo konyinyi onu gake gabua khabe yewo tocho eye esi monu adeka ha malinebe wagbugbo ode magbewula hatai.
For there's going straight to exile because we know you reap what you sow regardless of who you are, what you are. And we as a nation have reaped, or sowed rather, and we've got to reap.
Elabena, wole moji ten yinade aboyome. Elabena minya siabe, nusia mefala, eyaye o ngena. Meka amesie nenye, ple nusie nenye la o. Ke miawo abeduko enela, mie nge. Alo, bongula, mie fanu, eye elebe mia nge esia ha.
I'm speaking tomorrow, the Lord willing, at afternoon on birth pains. And I touch that in there, that we cannot get by with nothing. We've got to reap what we sow.
Etola melenu foge le retrome ne afetolola kure fudu amefe vevese se wonguti keme ka asinya siyanguti le eme bena mietengu le dodoge le eme bele nanekew elebe miyange nusi miyefala godo.
And if God would let us get by with our perversion of Christianity today and perverting the people into these things that so-called Christianity, as Brother Moore once said, he'd be morally obligated to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize for burning them up.
Kenengeba mawu adasile miyangu miya yejikple alesi miye trokbo Kristo subosubo ekbela helekbo tromo amawo denu siyasi yomo lebe Kristo tonyenye me. Sibe ale si novi ngutu mok blenkpo la enebe, anye jizizi ne, le nungi wa watabe, waga fonso donkple gomora de chitre ake, eye wade kuku na wo, be ye fia wo.
That's right. Because God's still just and where injustice is God, it's becoming to his holiness and his word that he makes people reap for what they sow. And we'll have to do that.
Ele tefebena, mawu ganye jojo toko koko. Aye, afisi majo nyenye vadola, azua fe koko nyenye, ple efe nya, bena wanabe amaona ngenu si wofala, aye, ele godobe esia nava emenami.
Now, notice they had left him the fountain of living waters and had hewed themselves cisterns.
Azomi deje sibe, wogblan eyama sinye tigbak bevudola di, eye wo de ti do na wa unto do kwi.
Now there may be somebody here who wouldn't understand what a cistern is. A cistern is a man-made tank that tries to take the place of a well. It's something that somebody dug.
Azo do ma hi amede ano afisia simesanu si ti do nye la goma o. Ti do nye ti ego gansi amang to wo. Bena watue doli vudo tefe. Enye do gare si amede de.
And how many knows what a cistern is? Fine. All right. A lot of country people here this morning.
Ke amene nye nye nu si enye ti do. Enyong to esogbe. Amasi oto kofo nto mala sogbo ndisia.
So they I remember the old cistern at the place, how it looked. I was always afraid to drink from the thing.
Eya tawo madon kuti do kokwade sino tefiade lachi alesie wole ke mvona asia yebe manonu le nmame.
It was a man-made tank, and it never can be relied on. You cannot rely on a cistern.
Enye ti go gansi amangto wo. Eye, oma tengwa dongde engwo. Ma tengwa dongde ti dongwo.
Now, anything that man does is usually not very good.
Azon de siadesi amangwanala, mangyona tututu.
But just like the Lord set time into its cycle and the earth turning. Every year, every time it crosses, every day, every hour, and the sun setting, and it never fails.
Gake eleko sigbede de afotodo eyi de feli dodongu eye anyigba trona fesiafe esiayila etoa mvaina besiagbe gafofo siagafofo kere ya toate eye medana funa gbede o.
But the very best watches we can get a fail in. Many minutes in a month's time, no doubt.
Gakene etom ya fe gafodo kunyu toke kake silihala adafu miti gbogboade wo leleti de kame dikeke adeke manomatwe.
But you see, everything God does is perfect, and what man does is imperfect. So why accept what man does when you can have perfect?
Kemi kuya nusia nusi mau wala diablibo kenu siya magbeto wala mad diablibo. Eke manu kanti miya gakho, nusi ya magbeto wola, esime miya tengwa kho, nusi deblibo la maha.
I've always said that about us Pentecostal people, see? We know, and we're not out of the order, of course, of God, we don't believe.
Magblona esia yi kure mi Pentecoste ya wongti, mi kwa, miye nyebe, miye dogole.
But we also know that among us, we have people who try to impersonate the other fellow. That's just human. They'll try to do that.
Kaka mye nya ha bena le mye domela, ame adoli si o le akwekba jembe ye wa sron ame bubu. Esi anye ame gbetofo nu wanako, wotina be ye wa wonu nenema.
Did in the Bible, one I'm of Paul, I'm of Silas, and so forth. But they try to impersonate what someone else did or is doing.
Ejo le Bible me, America be menye Paulo to, menye Silas to, ple bubuau ke wodina be ye wa sronu si ama bubu wo alo esi wole wa womla.
But why would you accept a false impersonation when the skies are full of the genuine thing? When the promise isn't to you and to your children, why would we accept something that was different?
Gakenu kanguti wolebe na khonusron wa simele tefo la. Esime yamayo fun kle nuva vanho. Esime ngbedodo la nye miakle miavio tomaha. Nukanguti na khona ne si tofofo maha.
Why would we take up a creed or a dogma when the Bible is the unadulterated word of God?
Nukanguti miato jikose yade alondro nyade. Esime Biblia nye maufe nya, si wome toti o lama ha.
Why would we try to add to or take from when the Lord Jesus said in Revelation 22:18, whosoever shall take one word out of it or add one word to it, his part will be taken from the book of life.
Nuka ngutimi adibe miyato nane akpi, alo adenane leme, esi me aƒetɔ Yesu gblɔ le nya ɖeɖe fia tabla vovo ve kukuvi enyi me be ne ame aɖe tsɔ nane kpe ɖe nya siawo ŋuti alo ɖe nane le nya siawo me la woaɖe eƒe gome le agbegbalẽ la me mahã.
When God first set the human race on earth, he told them they live by his word.
Esi me Mawu tsɔ ame ƒomea ɖo ɖo anyigba dzi la egblɔ na wo be woanɔ agbe ɖe eƒe nya la nu.
Now, the word of God is like a chain. You're passing across hell with it. And it chains only its best at its weakest link. And God wants us to keep every word of it.
Azɔ Mawu ƒe nya la le abe kɔsɔkɔsɔ ene. Ele edzi zɔm be yeatso dzota la ayi. Eye kɔsɔkɔsɔ sia ƒe nyonyo katã le eƒe kɔsasa gblɔetɔ asi me. Eye Mawu di be míalé nya sia nya si le eme la me ɖe asi.
Now that's the first of the Bible. Just to break one word plunges the human race into a darkness of death.
Azɔ ema enye Biblia me ƒe gbãtɔa. Nya ɖeka pe dzi mawɔmawɔe he ame ƒomea katã de ku ƒe viviti la me.
Jesus came in the middle of the Bible, and he said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word.
Yesu va le Biblia ƒe domedome, eye wògblɔ bena menye abolo ɖeɖe ko ŋuti ame la nɔ gbe ɖo o. Ke boŋ nya sia nya ŋutie.
Not just part of the words or 99 out of 100, but every word, just like even Adam was.
Menye nyawo ƒe akpa ɖe ko o. Alo bla sheke vo asheke to le alafa ɖeka me o. Gake nya sia nya si gbe ale si Adam kple Hawa wonɔ ene.
And in the last of the Bible, Revelation 22:18, he said that whosoever shall take a word out of this or add one word to it.
Eye le mlɔetɔ me le Biblia me hã, nyaɖeɖe fia tabla vovo ve kukuvi enyi me, egagblɔ bena ame sia ame si aɖe nya aɖe le eme alo atsɔ ɖe akpe esia la.
So why do we need to inject in here somebody's ideas of things when this is God's own idea about it? We want to take what he said, and it's also written, let every man's word be a lie, and mine be the truth.
Ekema nu katã wohia be miatsɔ ame tutu aɖe ƒe susuwo ku ɖe nuwo ŋuti atra ɖe eme le afi sia esime esia nye Mawu ŋutɔ ƒe susuwo ku ɖe eŋuti. Miedi be miatsɔ nu si eya magblɔ la ke wo ŋgaŋlɔ da ɖi hã bena ame sia ame ƒe nya nanye aʋatso ke tɔnye nanye nyateƒe.
That's what Samaria, this prophet in the days of Jeremiah, he was a prophet, he had the word of the Lord, and this fellow was trying to inject something to it. Now, it cannot be relied upon.
Esia zukuhi na nyagblɔdila sia le Yeremia ƒe ŋkekewo me la, eya enye nyagblɔdila, aƒetɔ ƒe nya la le esi, ke nenema wodi be yewoatsɔ nane atra ɖe eme. Azɔ womate ŋu aɖo ŋu ɖe eŋu o.
And I'm likening these tanks now to these systems that we have tried to take and to take the place of the original word of God.
Ke azɔ metsɔ nenem tigo le sɔsɔm kple nuɖo anyi siwo miedi be miaxɔ be esia na ɖɔli Mawu ƒe nya akuakua teƒe.
For nothing can take its place. It is God.
Elabena naneke meli ate ŋu axɔ eteƒe o. Eya enye Mawu.
In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Le gɔmedzedzea me nya la li. Eye nya la li kple Mawu, eye nya la enye Mawu, eye nya la va zu ŋutilã eye wònɔ mía dome.
And Hebrews 13:8 said, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How can we rub away from that?
Eye le Hebritɔwo 13 kpukpu enyi me la, wogblɔ be, enye ya ma ke etsɔ egbe yi ɖe mavɔmavɔ me. Aleke míate ŋu atutui ɖa le eŋu?
It's got to be the truth. He remains the same. He's the same in every principle.
Ele be wòanye nyateƒe. Nenema ko le, enye ɖeka ma ke le eƒe ɖoɖo me.
That's the reason you enjoy you Baptists and Methodists and Catholics and Presbyterians and so forth. Enjoy that presence. Somewhere in you, you've accepted God.
Susumatae miekpɔ dzidzɔ le eŋuti. Mi Baptistetɔwo kple Methodistetɔwo kple Katolikotɔwo kple Presbyterianwo kple bubuawo miekpɔ dzidzɔ le anyinɔnɔ ma ŋuti. Le mewɔ afi aɖe la, exɔ Mawu.
Maybe sometime in an intellectual way, maybe you have felt the power of God and you are a servant of God, but when you can really come into God and recognize your place in Him as a son or a daughter of God, that's what brings that great thrill to you that God intended you to have.
Do hi ya do yi le nunya fe monu. Do ma hi esemau fe ngusen le mau. Eye enye mau subola. gake esi yi na tengu ava mawu me vava, be na jesi wo nofele ya mame, abe mawu vi ngutu kple vi nyonu ene la, eya enye nusi heji joga ma vame o, esi mawu do tamebe na ho.
Now, we notice in St. Mark, the 16th chapter, Jesus did not say, go ye into all the world and teach. He said, go preach the gospel.
Azomye de jesile Marko kokoya tawi adelia mebe, Yesu mekblon bena, mikhe yide kikyame, eye, miafianu o, ekblobe, mi yida degbefanya nyuela.
Preach the gospel is demonstrating the power of the Holy Spirit. Go ye into all the world and demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost.
Adegbefanya nyuela, enye gbogbokokoya fengu sende de fia, mikhe yikyame kata,
talking to a brother, one of the sponsors on the meeting in India, in Bombay there, down in South Africa and different places, where the missionaries had taught it as a word or as an intellectual conception.
Manonu fonkle noving tuare, a messinger, a sidel telao domotoreca, le nanyeta quequeo, le India, le Bombay, afima, le Africa, jehra, ple, tefovovo. Afisio dogbe dia o fianu le abe nya ene alo abe nunya susume to ene.
But one day in the meeting when the Holy Spirit came down himself and saved 30,000 blanket natives at one altar call right on the same ground where they were standing.
Gakele takpekpe megbe deka esime gbogbokoku ya diva eyangto hede ama akpebla tonsiwo nya afavin tongto le yoyo de kam va vosamle kugbom la.
Women standing there who had been as naked as they almost were when they come into the world. In the very minute that they raised their hands to receive Christ and the Holy Spirit fell upon the place and healed 25,000 people at one time. Off of wheelchairs, cots, and stretchers.
Nyonuo totere afima le amama abale siwo nokokoko togbe sigbe wo vakikia mene. Kele minititi jitututu woko ufe asi oji heko kristo vola. Eye gbogbokoko ediva tefeyake yodo ame akpe blavevo aton zideka. Wotole bafakeke vio donabatio kpakple butotio mehejo.
The mayor of the city had me next day look at these bandloads going down the street.
Dwame fe jikbola chom esi unke esi wokpo akbalofu gama ole mododo oji.
Them women standing there. Naked, not knowing they were naked, but as soon as the Holy Spirit struck them, they folded their arms to walk away from the presence of their man.
Nyonmo totedi le amama, omanya abe yo le amama o, gake kasiya gbogboko ko fola, onglo ofe abo be wa jora le ntu ofe nkume.
And I'm wondering that how that we in America call ourselves a Christian nation and in the presence of God. And each year, our women take off more. And you ought to be putting on more.
Keme biado kunye se, be, nukata miyafe Amerika siyasile, miyado kyo yombe, mienye Kristo du, evole ma unkumea, eye efe siyafe, miyafe nyonwo le, awude de dadiji wu maha, ke, de wolebe miyano, edodochi wu afi.
And more of Christ you put on, the more conscious you will be of your own conditions.
Eye zigere u simie do Christola, zigere u make miafe njitinya anyo kure miangto miafe nonomanguti.
Sometimes I see the way people act on the street, I wonder if it's just exactly mentally right.
Yado ila mkwale siyamo wona lemodo doji, mebiana sebe de wofe susu de hafia.
Seems like they don't realize it when they do that. What they are doing, they're making themselves a bait for the devil and to send souls to hell. That's right, but the world is in a corruption like it was in the days of Jeremiah.
Ewa sigbe ome nyang tonga be yole siya wamu ene. Nuka nyanua wamu ole. Wota olo todo kudo asina gbogbofon. Be wadro lufon odade jotame. Ele tefe, kekikia me drog begbleme. Abe ale siwo nole Yeremia ngoliene.
Now, back to the sister. Now this sister cannot be relied upon because it cannot fill itself.
Azon, nyatro yire ti do lagbo. Azon ti do siya, o matengwa drong de ngu o. Elabena e yang to matengwa jiti o.
And it has to depend upon the local rains to fill it. The local rains of the local revivals to have a little revival here and a little revival over there or so forth to get it filled up.
Alenebe wa kpomona ti si achale nutoma mebe wa yo eme nutoma fe tijaja alo nutoma fe nyonyo bena wa kpongonyo fiade la afi ple nyonyo fiade la afi keme alo khetso yiji afi wa tenu ayo.
So it cannot be relied on. It can't fill itself. It's insufficiency to itself. It cannot do it. And it's got to depend on the rains to fill it.
Eyata o matengwa drongdeng o. Matengwa jiti o. Masutele do kwisi o. Matengwa we o. Ke elenebe wa dojide tijajang be wa yo.
Then, let's notice where it gets its rain. Where it gets its water, the cistern.
Ekema minamia dejesi afisi wo. Wokpona tijaja la tone. Afisi tido la kpona efe ti tone.
It comes off the top of the barns, sheds, where all the dirt that the dust blows up there washes right into the rain and right down into the cistern. A man-made tank.
Etra nato lakpo ple avala fe hotame afisi fufu lo di fodo tijaja lak plonete vakonare tidola me sienye tigoga metawawea.
It becomes almost like a cesspool.
And
it washes off the top of the barn where all the animals of the smell in the barnyards and so forth and settle down and the air blows in the dust and stuff on the barn and the local rain comes along and washes the rain right off.
Kek plona langi fe kwata me afisi la okata kple veve sile langi fe afe kpoji kple tuyawo je akwanyido. Eye, yakona vufulal. Lakple nwokan fonare lanyi fe kwachi, amegbe tisi jale nuto amela avakple yi, tijajala alwede nuten.
And then the water is carried by a man-made trough, through a man-made spout, to a man-made tank. And then when it gets there, it's filthy, so filthy, that you have to put a strainer rag on it, or you couldn't drink it.
Ke emegbe ti atra nato ti chonu ametowo we ame atofu de ametowo we ame ayire ti goga ametowo we ame kena edo afimala di china eme dinona eme alegbegbebe de nato nutio rorufufu do anu nemenye nenemola matengo anu o.
Now see, it's washing from the roof by a man-made trough, man-made spout into a man-made tank.
Azo mikuya enye khotame ti poplo si tona ti khonu ametowo we ame tofude ametowo we ame ayide ti goga ametowo we ame.
And then it was a man-made strainer over the top of it to see that some of the bugs and things is kept back.
Eye amegbe wato nuti odovuvu ado onugbone be wapo egbobe esianale nujojuya o pakle nupotuya o dadi.
Now we notice in these a few days after the water sets there in this man-made denominator, or tank, excuse me. All right.
Azon mye degesi, le siya mebena, nkeke viyado mekbe netima le afima, le nu ametowo wea siya koma gato. Alo, tigoga me, taflache, esokbe.
After it's been washed off of all kinds of theologies and things washed into it, now we come to find out when it sits there a few days, it becomes stagnant.
Esime, woklonwa keng vola kple maunun sosro, de siya de fumovi kple nuo keng si, wolokho vade emela, azon, miele ekpombe, ne enno afima nkeke adeo sinula afafa.
And anyone knows, in the history of the church, when God sends something forth, a message, and it becomes fresh from God.
Ke amesiame nyabe, lekamea pengu tinyamea, ne mawudo gbedasi adedoda, eye wozunu si vaye ye to mawubola.
Then, after the life of that founder, whatever it might be, you call him reformer or whatever you want to say about it, after his death, then they get a system worked up, and they make an organization.
Ekema le hadola mafefe agbenono magbia, alo desia desiwo watengwa nyeko, mi yone be nudzra ɖo la alo nu sia nu si mi di be miagblɔ to eŋuti ko le eƒe ku megbea ekema wotrɔ asi le nuɖo anyi la ŋu eye wowɔnɛ ɖoɖo wɔhe.
And as soon as they make an organization out of that, it dies right there. It never rises again. It did it through every time back, come on back.
Kene wonya toy sia wodo do ahe kula. Nua kuna numake le gama, mega fona gbede o. E wone le yo katame. Agbugbo yimegbe.
Giving regards to this Catholic priest sitting here, when God organized the church or not organized it, God never did organize the church. He's not in that kind of a business. He's in birth, not organization.
Me de bubu Catholic fada sia ngu, si no anyi de afisia la ngu, esi me mau do hamea, alo, menye de wodui o, mau me do hamea de kekpo o, me nona jomatok bima o, jiji me o nona, menye dodo wawo o.
So, when God started the church off of the day of Pentecost, and then finally down at Nicaea, Rome, they organized it, and there's where it lost its power.
Eya ta esi me mau che hamea goma le Pentecostan kekia ji, eye mleba le Nicaea, Roma la, wowe dodo wahe, eye afimae wobu efe ngusen la le.
Then we come on down to the Lutheran Reformation, and it was a great thing. The word of God was given, just shall live by faith.
Emegbe la mie didi va Lutheran ofe nujajira rogbo, eye esi anye nuchiani ngto, woto ma ofe nyalana, amejojo anu akbele khosemae.
And when they did, instead of picking up all of them together and marching on, they made a Lutheran church, separating themselves from this group. And then it died.
Ke esi wo uwe la, de esi tefe be, wo kata wa fufu atwe, wo kata de du, eye wa zonyi ngo kpli la, wo uwo Lutheran hame, hema wa urokyo dato, hatoto siakbo, eye alea siaku.
Then God raised up John Wesley with the sanctification, the message of the second work of grace, and it was a wonderful thing, but after Wesley and Asbury, they organized it, it died.
Emegbea, Maufo John Wesley de titre, ple kokwewawo, esinye amenveve duafe gbedasi evelia, ke enye nusinge anyi ngto, kake le Wesley ple Asbury, megbela, wo wedodo wahe, eku.
Then up come the Pentecostals with the restoration of the gifts. They were doing fine. What happened? Organized it, it died. Just exactly.
Emegbe Pentecostiawo va do kple nunanawo ƒe ɖɔɖɔɖo. Wonɔ edzi nyuie, nuka va dzɔ. Wowɔ ɖoɖo wahe, eye wòku, nenema ke pepepe.
Now, in the midst of all this, God still calling a remnant out of every one of those generations. And it's our time of coming out, of gathering together.
Azɔ le esiawo katã titina la, Mawu gale ame siwo susɔ la yɔm tso dzidzime siawo katã me. Ele ewɔm kaka ɖe dzi tɔe. Ke esia nye miawo ƒe ɣeyiɣi be miadogo be miaƒo ƒu ɖe du.
That's what I think the full gospel businessman has played a great part in breaking down these walls and saying that there's no difference in us. Let us come together and worship God under one principle, not under an organization.
Ke esia me mebu be full gospel businessman wo akpa gã aɖe le gliawo mumu me eye wonɔ gbɔgblɔm be vovototo mele mia dome o. Mina mia fofu a subo mau le dodo de kate, menye le dodo waha de kate o.
If it was an organization, I'd get off this platform right now. I have nothing to do with it.
Nenye dodo waha la, ma jura le nyakblokpe si a jififia kabangto, nyema do nyadeke pakli o.
What it is, it's got to be a fellowship and not a fellowship of some creed, but a fellowship in Christ by the power of his resurrection. That's the thing that brings life, it brings birth.
Nu si wonye la, ele be wanye novi kadede, eye menye jihosi ade fe novi kadede o, gake novi kadede le Kristo me, to efe titrochiti fe ngusen me, eye enye nu si ghea akbe vane, ghea jiji vane.
And before birth can come, we realize there have to be death before birth.
Eye afi jiji na tengu afa eme la, mye deje si be, ele be kuna fa dongo na jiji.
And a birth is a mess. I don't care what kind of a birth it is. If it's in a pig pen or wherever it is, it's a mess. And so is a new birth. It makes you do things that ordinarily you wouldn't think you would do.
Eye jiji nye nyongu ade. Nye me tole me na jiji kafu me vio nye o. Eda nye hakpo me o. Alo afika ke o la. enye ŋu nyɔnu ke nenema ke dzidzi yeye hã le awɔ wo na wɔ nanewo si masusu be yate ŋu awɔ gbedzirogbe o.
But when you're ready to die to yourself, then you're born again, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Then things open up and life becomes a new sight to you because you've accepted the person of Jesus Christ and not some theory or some creed.
Gakene esogbe be yakul na dokuyo la, ekema wagugbo gaji, na zunu wawaye ye le Kristo Yesu me, ekema nuo avumo eye agbiafo nukpokpo a zunu ye ye na wo, elabena echo ame Yesu Kristo.
Even to the written word, it's got to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. No matter how much theology you've got, it's laying there dead.
Alo na nyasi o ngolong to ha la, elebe gbogbokokwe na gbogbe, makama unsosone nye khoula, deko nusia aku dadil afima.
Now I can have a handful of wheat until it gets into the process. The word can be quickened, the wheat will never live.
Bli asiblo de ka tengwa no sinye, kake vasere si me wa gera fore de si ome wa tengwa gbogbele la, bli la makpo agbegbede o.
And you can have a doctor's degree, PHLL, whatever you wish to, but until the Holy Spirit comes upon that and quickens it to you, has a personal experience with God, then the wheat does no good, your learning is in vain.
Eye dokita da sedigbale a tengwa no si o, de siya de si ke e di la fa. PH to alo LL to gake va sere sima gbogbo kokwe na va esiaji aha gbo agbe na wola abe ame nto fe me toto kple mawu la ekem blela man wonu ya de ke o won sosro la nye to floko.
As this Englishman said the other night here, I was so astonished that all the learning he had is Paul, he had to forget all he knows in order to find Christ, do things that he thought he wouldn't do.
Abale si English ito si agblele afisi anyi to zama ene, nwa wamo iya na mungto, nusi okata wosron, abe polo ene, elebe wangulon nusi okata wanyalabe, bene wakpo Kristo, mibube asusube yemawe ulu.
But that's what God does. He humiliates us in our educational system. Not as I'm trying to support ignorance, but I'm trying to tell you the difference.
Gakene ne mama wana nwe, e bobo amide anyi lemia fesku de defodo do ome, manya de maladi timbe ma de agbala manya manya ji o gake maladi timbe ma fia vovo toto silame.
Education can never bring life. It takes the Spirit of God to bring life. And that life must not come out of just the intellectual revival.
Skuda de matengwa na agbe gbedo. E hiyama ufo gbogbobe wa na agbe. Eye agbe siya melebe wa doto tagoma nunyafo nyonyomo.
It's got to come out of the Bible. Word revival, and that word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when it falls today and quickens, you get the same results you did in Acts 2. Exactly.
Elebe sianato Bible me nyala fanyonyo me aye ne nam fanyala enye ayamake eto egbe yide mafo mafo me aye ne egede to me egbe aye o gbagbe la ekema emetonu de kama simie kpole do ofa gbale tave malaye miaga kpo.
It always has and it always will be because it's the Spirit of God, the conditions, the atmosphere. It takes atmosphere to do things.
Enane kokoko, eye ele nage kokoko, elabena maufo gbogbogboye yafufola tuna, eye yafufobe wato wanuoye.
That's the reason you men are always taught, bring your children here. Well, certainly that's right.
Esiyanguti ofiyami ngutu obe, miyakplo miyaviova afisiyado, enyo, godola, esiyasokbe.
I was glad to see my daughter Rebecca come in and sit down just a few minutes ago. Somebody see me wink at a woman, it was my daughter. So she come in and sat down.
Dijombe mekpo vinyenyonu vi Rebecca be egede eme hebobo no anyi. Anomri ti vyade ovayi. Miyadome toade wo pombe me miya nkude nyonu ade vinyenyonu vie ke egede eme hebobo no anyi.
I want her to receive the baptism of the Spirit. That's why she's here in the meeting. That's what the purpose of it. It takes atmosphere.
Madiba na gbogboko ko fun nyonyo. Eye esia tai wole official takpepe sia medo. Esia enye tadojinu sitae. Ehia ya fofola.
Oh, Dr. Bosworth, you say you can take a hen egg and put it under a pup, it'll hatch a chicken. Why? Because it's an egg and got the right atmosphere.
Aba ale si Dr. Titia Bosworth no egblomo enebe. Atengwa to koklozi ato de avuvite. eye wo fo koklovi nu ka ngtie elabena koklozi wonye ke ekpo ya fofo si jene.
I don't care if you're a Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, in the right atmosphere to hatch out of, newborn child of God.
Nye me fola me ba nye Methodist, Baptist, to Presbyterian to o le ya fofo si jema la a fo ma uvi si wo jie ye.
Atmosphere that does it. No matter what denominational tag you have.
Ya fofo la wone me ka koma ha ton ko ka fofo me jesie le ngu o.
Used to herd cattle. I noticed a ranger when we take them up into the forest, out of the feeding lands, down to the ranches, and put them on the forest. He would stand there and watch as he went through the gate at the drift fence.
Sala mekloani, mele ankure lakpoji polang be nemie kplowo yi aveme kajole gberufo sile langi feme kplowo yi aveme la ano atere afima ano nkulamda wongu na wole agboanu tomvale yiyim. Le, pototo afe monu.
He never paid so much attention to brands because there's all kinds of brands went through there. But there's one thing he did notice, the blood tag.
Hey, ala mekpo jeside di agbo kakakao. Ela bena jeside de fomovi vovovo eto afima vayina. Kakenu de kanguti ko wole ankudo, hey, ayenye vufo fomo jesila.
It had to be a thoroughbred Hereford or it could not go on that forest because it's the Hereford Association that grazes that forest. It must have a blood tag. To keep the breeding right.
Ela ba wanya Hereford toblibo na manya na maola matenwa ya vema mo. Ela bana Hereford rabobo enya la le vema me. Ela ba vufa fomo jesila na no ngu. Ela ba alasi wo palia lawo na no tefe.
And I think that that's the way it will be at the day of the judgment.
Kama susuba na na noge wala le fondo dronke kiaji.
He's not going to ask me if I'm Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, or Presbyterian, but he's going to look for the blood tag. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's the thing.
Mele bianye gebe, menye Methodist to, Baptist to, Pentecost to, alo Presbyterian to, ha o. Gake, vufofo me jesi lae kwoge wala. Ne me kwovula ma tongwo ayi. Nwa enyema.
So we find that these cisterns, after they sit around a while, they become stagnant, and they are no good.
Alemye kpobana ti dosiawula ne wo no tefe de kasela wozu na tisi fafa kemaganyo.
And it becomes then also becomes the home of frogs and lizards and snakes and bugs, germs and what more, because it's a stagnated condition that's pushed into it.
Kemaye wotrosuna akpokplo kple adogulo kple dawo kple nujojuwo kple dolekuo kple de siade sife afa ha elabena nu fafa afa nonomelae tutui do amame.
Could you imagine washing off of a barn roof or off of a house close to the barn or anywhere the dirt would be? How kind of a bugs and germs and everything it washes into this cistern.
Demia tengwa susukpo bena tia klonu to lakpo fo khotame alo to afia de si chode langi fia gbo fo khotame alo afia de si ade si dinona kola eka fo me vie anye ngovio kle dolekuo kle nanamu no togbe si wakplo ava kore ti do mame.
Now it's a perfect example of any kind of a man-made system. He's a failure to begin with. That's the reason he needs a savior.
Azon esianye kpodangu de blibo nandu anya metowo weade ege hoho afi chegome esiataye wo hian de lado.
He could not save himself. He cannot do nothing for it. He's lost to begin with.
Matengwa dedokyo matengwa wonana kelangu abu afi chegome.
He's born in the world sinful. He comes to the world speaking lies. He's a liar to start with. So how in the world can he do anything for himself?
Woji da kikia me de nouveau me. Eva kikia me khele alakpa dam. Ava chokale afi djego me. Ke alake wa tengwa wo. Nanena edo kui le kikia me.
How can a holy man, there's no holy man. There's no holy church. It's a holy ghost. Not a holy church, a holy people. It's a holy ghost among a people. That's what it is.
Alake la wo wa tengwa nye ame kokwe. Ame kokwe are kemeliu. Hama kokwe are kemeliu. Gbogbo kokwe. Menye hama kokwe lo. Duko kokwe o. gbogbo kokoe le dukɔ la dome eya enye nu si wo nye amen
not a holy mountain where Peter and them stood the mountain wasn't holy but it's the holy God on the mountain that made it holy
menye to kokoe nye tefo si petro kle toewo tote do o to la mele kokoe o mau kokoe ye le tola ji eya ewe kokoe
not a holy person it's a holy ghost using that person what makes it holy not the person but the person of the holy ghost
menya me kokoe o gbogbo kokoe si samo le la mama malaye nye nu si we kokoe menya me langto ke bon gbogbo kokoe fe amanyenye lae
it isn't the man because he's just a man born in sin shaped in iniquity come to the world speaking lies
menya me lae o la bena amako nye si wo jide nu fo me eye wo fo fo fu de vodada me wo va kekia me kple alakpadada
any man made system will keep him right in that You'll blind the thing from the intellectual eyes that they think, I belong to church. My name is on the book. I have did this. My father was this, and so forth.
Ndwanya metowa weade, ale eyamade numame tututu. Anabe, nunyalao, nkunyanuo akbale nwanguti, alebe wanobubumbe, menye ghasiameto, nyenkole akbale me, mewaesi, fofo nyenye amesi akle bubuao.
That sounds all right. Which it is, nothing to say against it, but still, friend, Jesus said, except the man be born again. He cannot even see. See there doesn't mean that he sees with his eyes, but understand the kingdom of heaven. Until you're born in
Esia di le toma nye, esi, ne ele emela, yamadona na ke akblo chitre de engu, ke ha, honye, yesu globe, no mok bugbo ame jiola, matengu akwe unto ha o, akwe le afimala, Mafia be wakwe klanku o, ke bombe wase difo fiadufo la gome. Vasere sime, wakbukbo wo gaji de emeko.
How would this Baptist evangelist, how would that man who stood there and criticized and made fun of it? See, there's nothing in him that could even receive it, but God had to do it, see. God gave him the Holy Spirit.
Aleke baptiste nyanyo glola ma, aleke amama atitre de afima, ahenyade enguti adufengu le enguma ha, mikuya. Nana kemele ya mame, si atengwa khoye siang tonha o. Gake, elena maube wawwe, mikuya, mau ne gbogbo kokwi.
He manifested that this is not hypocrisy, this is a word. He only hears it from a school idea. And they try to take all the blessings of God and place it on a day gone by.
Adifya be, esia menye ayemenu wawwe o. Esia nye nyala, esia le suku ofo susu nuko. Ke wule agbagba jembe wa de esia katanda a de maufo yayira lada a dade nkeke siva yivola me.
A young Baptist preacher here not long ago sitting present right here this morning and he came to me and he said, Brother Branham, there's one thing that you're doing is wrong. I said, help me.
De kakwi baptiste ma unyagblon lada no afisya me didyo. En no anyide kwa me le afisya ngdisya ke evak bonye hek blobena no vingu tu Branham. Nde kali si wom nele si manyo maglobe padangunye
And he said you are I think you're sincere and a good person but I said thank you sir
Eye o globe ele masusube enye amanyuade si dian kore gakia maglobe akpena wa maga
He said but there's one thing you're doing wrong I said I hope the Lord just finds one thing wrong
E globe gakem de kali mele wom nyo maglobe makpama ba afotola ha akponu manyo manyo de kako
And he said, well, this is what you're doing. It's wrong. Said, you're trying to introduce to the world an apostolic ministry. And said, the apostolic ministry ceased with the apostles.
Ke eglobe, enyo, naneli, esianye nusi womnele, menyo, eglobe, ele tempobe, yato apostolo ofo subo subo do, agede kekiame, evoa, eglobe, apostolo ofo subo subo do, sende apostolo awochi.
I said, as a Baptist, to a Baptist, I'd like to ask you a question. Say what?
Maglobe, abe Baptiste todo de Baptiste togbola, medibe ma biao babia de ka, eglobe, ekae.
I said, do you believe the word of God inspired every bit of it? He said, why, certainly.
Maglobe, de no kwesebo okbode ma ufenya la mea, efe sueto de siya de mea, eglobe, nkangutie, kakadeji tui.
I said, then he said, don't add one word or take one far. I said, then I'll show you where the apostolic blessing come on the people by a promise of God. Now you show me the promise of God and when it went off the people.
Maglobe, ekema egblo be megato nya de kekpe de ngu alo ade nya de kele me o elabena ale megblo be mato afisi apostolo wo fe yirala diva amewo chi le la fia o e to mau fe ngbedodo chi azo o ha to mau fe ngbedodo o de fia ngple afisi wo ga jole amewo gbo le.
If you can't produce that in a word, then forget about it, see? I said, because it's still going on.
Mikuya, ne matengwa to esi afisiam to nyala me o. Ekema, nglonya mabe. Mikuya, mekblobe, elabena egale eji yim kokoko.
Never stand up for a few minutes. And so I said, well, man, brother, I'd like to ask you this.
Kena miniti ado sinula megakblonya adeke o. Ke ale mekblonebe, enyo ekema novingutu, megajibe mabia o nyasia.
Peter introduced the apostolic message on the day of Pentecost. And we all know that's true. For he had the keys of the kingdom and Jesus had given to him.
Petro djego mekple apostolo ofe gbedasi. Le Pentecost enke keaji. Eye emikata mien nyabe esi anye nyatepe. Elabena fiadufuya pe safio su esi. Esi yesu tode esi.
And now watch what he said. He said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise isn't to you and to your children and to them that's far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Ke azo lankura nusi wogblo langu. Eglobe, mitrole miyafe chiyome, miye yadoma amesiyame. Eye wangro milafeto Yesu Kristo fengkoji, khana miyafe nufo ofe keke. Eye miyako gbokboko kwefe nunana. Elabena, ngbedodo la nye miyakle miyavyoto. Ple amesiyo le ajoge, ame alesinu afeto miyama ula ayo.
Then if it's a place where he took it out, then what happened to Peter's words on the day of Pentecost? See? No, it's never ceased.
Ekemane tefeyade li, afisi, wo deju ile la, ekemane uke jode, petrofe, pentekose nkeke anyakbogbola oji. Mikuya, pao, mesero pao.
Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more.
Alevisi kula fe fufe ngusama vo o. Sere gamesi wo flela na votonu vo meken.
Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave.
Bedekala gavivi u majine, be edem, ne nye ade si kokonala zikpo le yodome.
God help me to believe that and hold to it, all of us, and stand by it, because it is a gospel truth. Yes, sir.
Mau kwada unye bema kwa esi ase, eye ma lede nguti, eye mikata, eye miya chitre kwa kle esi ya, elabena enye nyanyula fwe nyatefe, en amaga.
A wise man should never look at these things and know that they won't work. They never have worked.
Malebe ame nyanu na kwa nusia ogba o. Ke enyabena umazokpo.
An organized religion and an organized experience will never work in the presence of God. It's got to come unadulterated from God.
Subosuboha de si wododo, ple numetotua de si wododo la mazokbedele maufan kuma o. Elebe esiana to maugbo avati matui.
It has never been used by God. No time in the past did God ever use such a system.
Mau ma wo dokple kpo gbere o. Yareke yi me va yi kpo si mau wo dokple nanam ndu anyi ma kpo o.
You get members and things like that, but I mean the genuine seed of God, the blessing like fell on the day of Pentecost, it never comes by organization. It comes by birth, being born again.
Azon miao o mi va kpo hame vio ple nu kan. Gake me dibe mak blombe na mau fe nuku akua kula. Yaira abe si diva le Pentecost nke kajila, me vato dodo awo me kura o, e vato jijime, wak bugwa me aji.
We're invited to take Israel for an example, which they have been.
Wak pa mi be miyato Israel wo, wak poda ngwe, e ya ewo nye ha.
Notice they have forsaken him, their provided fountain, and have hewed themselves out cisterns.
Mi dege si, wak blan e ya madi. Vudosi wo na wola, eye wo deti do wo na wo ntodo kui.
Could you imagine a thing when a man, is that an artesian well drinking and then wants to make him a cistern? To drink out of it.
De miyatengwa buwe nguti kwa be nusia, de ameade le tomati vudokbo, hele en nom, eye wogati be ya wotido na yedokwi mikuya ne wanonuto emea.
Now that's what the prophet said. That's what the word of God said. That's what God said to the prophet.
Azo ma enye nu si nyagblondila lagblon. Eye enye nu si ma ufo nyalagblon. Eye enye nu si ma ugblon na nyagblondila la.
You have forsaken me and have left me the fountain of living waters and have hewed yourself out cisterns which are broken and they're leaking out.
Mi gblem di eye eye mi jola gbonye. Nye si enye agbeti vudo la eye mi deti do na miado kui esi o gome ngo eye wo le ti dudu.
See something, they wanted something they could control or to show what they had done. That's the folly of organized religion.
Mi kuya nane wo le nane si ji o ma ten wa pe wo la tim alobe wa de nu si wo wala afia. Esianye subo subo ga wododo fa dafa jeje.
It's always trying, they got to have something in it themselves. They got to have all these systems and societies and things, and I belong to this and I.
Ano agbagba jeme siaibe yong toto ade ha na no magodo elebe ndwanyo kwakle khabobo kwakle nuo keng na no osi eye azon esiamemele.
Instead of just being humble children of God, they want something that they could show themselves.
La esi wolebe wanya mauvi bobodo kiola wole nane si waunto ato afishala jim.
Instead of letting God do it his way, they want to do it their way. And that's the way the systems has got the church today.
La esi ma wolebe wade asi mauna we ale si eya matila woti ba ye wa we ale si ye woti kenene maye ndwanyo wohamala egbe.
Not each system. One wants it this way. One wants it that way. If you're a Methodist, you must be it this way. A Baptist this way. Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever more. They got their systems.
Menye, ndu anyi de siya de kale etim le mosiji, bubu le etim le mokameji, ne enye Methodiste tola, elebe nano alia, Baptiste tola, alekia, Presbyterian tola, Catholic tola, ekaega suso, ofo ndu anyo le wosikan.
Nothing against that. But that ain't what I'm talking about. Man wants his way of doing it, and God's got his way of doing it.
Nana kama titra dango, kakama nga emanguti melanu formula o. Amajina ala siwa one way, kama ufo mawa le yama si siwa to one.
And he said, you are holding to your way, a broken cistern, and won't accept my way, the way of life.
Eye woglobe, mi ledem ya fe mongu, ti dosyo gome ngo wanye, ke mi ekbebe mi akhonye mo, sienye akbe mola o.
That's the same thing as it is today, it just hasn't very good.
Eye nde kamake wanye, abe ale si wole ekbene, esyame trovye te tikpo ha o.
Think how foolish of a man leaving an artesian well, a pure clean water bubbling up, and then he want to go to a broken cistern and he made himself.
Mi buale si amena kutu, be wajole tomati vudo, si chia tingui kokwe, si lefe fiemu lakbo, eye wadibe, ya yichido si gome ngon lakbo, esie yantowo.
Dig him out of cistern or that trash that's up on top of the barn, washing into it and drink from that. There certainly is something mentally wrong with that person.
Hede chido na edo kuikle lakbo fe tamefe, di fofo okeng, si, wokplode eme. Eye wanonu le mamia nane anya agblegodo le amamang.
And when a man will cling to an ecclesiastical conception of the scripture instead of accepting the Holy Ghost which vindicates the scripture and makes it real to you, there's something spiritual wrong with that person. It's exactly right. Sure, the Holy Ghost.
Eye ne ama akude de ganunola ofe tamasusu kude ngongulangutilangu. So ube walo akhokbokboko kwesi duakbe ngonglaji aga webe wazu nuva vena wo nanegble lekbokbomele amamangu yetututuema kakadeji tui bokboko kwe.
Each one has an interpretation of their Bible, what you think is right. God don't need your help. God don't need your interpretation.
Amasya mefe bibla gomode de lesi nusi mie bube nye nyatefe. Mauma hiya miyafe pekpedangu o. Mauma hiya miyafe gomadada o.
God's his own interpreter. God does the interpretation the way he says he would do it.
Mawu enye yen tofo gome de la, mawu dia e gome ale si wo globe yele wo ge.
The Lord said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light. That don't need any interpretation. That's what God did.
Afetok blolo gome je jiame be, kekeli ne do, eye kekeli do, esia me hiya gome de dia de ke o, esia nye nu si mawu wo.
He said a virgin shall conceive. She did. That don't need any interpretation.
Eglobe de tugbe afofu afoe. Esia me hiya gome de dia de ke o.
He said he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He did. It doesn't need any interpretation. God interprets his own word by vindicating it and manifesting it and proving it.
Eglobe ye leye fe gbogbo troge akore ngutila okataji. Awe ha. Esia me hiya gome de dia de ke o. Mau dia yang tofe nya gome. Tok pedodochi ple adedede go. Pak ple adede fia kote me.
That's how a prophet was proven to be of God. He said, if there be one among you, spiritual prophet, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in visions, speak to him through dreams. And what he says comes to pass, and fear him. But if it doesn't, don't do it.
Nenama eudro akwe nyaklori la jie, be woto ma ugbo, eglobe, ne amerele miyadome, nye gbogbo mame, alo nyaklori la, nye afetola madedo kunya afye le ngute gao me, eye mafonukli le dure kuku me, eye, ne nusi woglo la vame la, ekama mi vone, kakena me vame ola, mi ga vone o.
That's the same thing when God speaks his word, and if a man says the word is this, and it happens that way, then it's God doing it.
Nenama ke wole, ne ma woglo fe nya, eye amebe, nyala nye si, eye wovame nenama la,
but if he says it's this way and the days are gone, why he takes all the, he reaches for a hungry bread in his hand to children and take it away from them starving.
Kakena globe, mwanya si, ke nkeke onu vayi, nukamti wa honwa kata, eyi dato do wibolo de asi mena de vyao, he alo he kwele wosi, he gbele wode do.
Why would you want to drink out of a cistern when this artesian well was there?
Nukang tim yedibe mia nonu le ti dome esime tometi vudo le afima.
What is a fountain of life now? What is the fountain of life? Fountain of living waters. An artesian well we would liken it to.
Nukanye akbeti vudo la son. Nukanye akbeti vudo la. Tigbakbe vudo la. Tometi vudo la e. Mia tengwa atwe asokli.
Now, I want you to notice the difference between a cistern and a fountain of living water. Artesian well. And an old broken cistern out there full of bugs, lizards, frogs, germs, what more.
Azo medibe mi ade jesi vovo toto si le tido ple tigbagbe vudo la dome. Tome ti vudo ple tido gome ngongo si le dogbaji si me yofun ple njotuo adoglo akpoklo dole kio kle bubuao mikuya.
And here's an artesian well. Now watch this. It's self-supporting. You don't have to get any big systems to bring a lot of money into it. You don't have to join a lot of members. It supports its members of the spirit of life in them. Function.
Katometi vudo li. Azo lankure siyanguti. Asutena rokui. Mariambe nduanyi gaona no miyasi. Eye miya logak bukbwada de eme o. Mariambe miya toha mevik bukbwada de eme o. Eya makbwa efengti nuochi. Ple akbekbogbo sile wome.
Notice the water that comes from it, fresh, pure, and clean. Not a cistern, something stagnated, it's been documented by 40, 50 different minds saying this is right and that's right and this conception, vote and call on and as they do and then make a denomination out of it.
Mi deje si beti si do ato e mala vivina, he koheja. Menye ti do o, nana si fafadi, si ame fesu su vovovo, bla ne alo, bla ton juro mekpo, he globe, esia le tefe, eye maha le tefe, esia nye tamasusu, eye wo dakone, aga tue va vonu, eye abe ale si wo le e wom ene la, e megbe, wade, koma ha tonko de dogoto eme.
It's pure and clean, unadulterated word of God coming from the hand of God. It's a real artesian well.
Ma ufe nya si koh he jalae, le go dom to ma ufe asime tiye.
Notice, the secret of its power is within itself. Man cannot find it. Some kind of a pressure beneath it that's making it push up.
mi de jesi be efe ngusa fe nya gla la le yan to me ame mateng wa kwe o zizi ade pomovi le te si le wombe wole tia tum roda.
I remember when I was a state game warden of Indiana, I used to go by in Harrison County a certain well, a spring. It was always bubbling up.
Madron kujiba, esima ta, esima mano. Menye, jirudwa fe, avejikpola le ngdianala. Me vatwa vudwa regbo le Harrison County. Ti jofo wonye, enwa ti tumroda esiai.
And this, oh, it looked like it was the most happiest thing where the snow was on the ground, ice is froze. How cold it was. It still bubbled.
Eye deko, oh, etena abe nusi jijona u nusi anu ene, sino dale anyikbanchi o, tikpele nu okengu o, makale sikbegbe o fafali o la, tiako tumwe yale.
Where the old man-made ponds and tanks with frogs and everything was out there froze over solid.
Le sima titakle, eti gogan ametowa we, si ome akpoklo okle nusi anu lela, wole afima hebla zustikpe,
and that goes to show that any denomination through a little lack of spirit or a little change of atmosphere will freeze over. But God's artesian well is this. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It keeps all the things bubbled out of it, shoved out of it, and there's nothing there to begin with. The man that gets into it will push it out away.
If you're not heading on the side of that lemma fuck better gota, can I not come a lemma to a jagoma o? Nay, Nana Kahama Ganada ammo, a tree of fuck better by the car.
That thing was bubbling up like that, and I said, sat down there one day, I thought, I believe I'll talk to that spring just for a moment.
Nula le fifiam nanama, a yama globe, mabobo no afima gbedeka, masusube.
I took off my hat and I said, what are you so happy about? What are you bubbling so about?
Madenya kukuleta ha globe. Nuka le jijo dom na o nenema. Nuka ngutie elefe fiem nenema.
Maybe it's because the deers drink from you once in a while. If he could have spoke, he'd said no. I said, maybe it's because I drink from you. No, that isn't it.
Doma here sis yova nuatile mautaya. Zirekade kwataya. Ne de watengwa do unamla aglobe o maglobe doma he esimen nuatile motaya o mnyene na mayu.
I said, well, what's making you so pure, so clean, so what is this bubbling that makes you bubble full of joy all the time and nothing can freeze you over? You're spurting up in the air and there's nothing clean water.
Maglobe enyo nuka wawe kohesron alegbegbe. Ke nuka nuka nye nwa lefefiem alo esi wawobe e lefefiem he yofun kule jichore siayi e ye nane kema tengwa wawona blau maha e le tatumde yame ne ye nane kema liu enye ti zosnwe.
If he could have spoke to me, you know what that well would have said? He'd said, Brother Branham, it isn't me a bubbling, it's something behind me bubbling me. And that's the way it is. Well, that's a poor word, but you know what I mean.
Nede wa tenwa fon namla minyanu si evudoma aglonama aglobe noving to branam manya ngele fe fiem o nanele magbenam si nabe mele fe fiem ke nanama ke wolana nyama madi nanaka o gaka minyanu si medibe magblon.
That's the way it is with a born again experience. It's a well of water within you bubbling up into everlasting life. There's something about it you have nothing to do with.
Aye, nenema onona, lebuwa gaji matengwa tunuda nu o. Ti vudo onye le mawo le fefiem kaka yi agbama vome. Mikuya, nana kurengu alabena maduna na kawa lengu o.
The man-made tanks may freeze them, begging for revival and everything, but a man that's under that fountain, living in that fountain, it's day and night.
Tigogan ametawa we atengwa bla eye amowa no koko fomde nyonyo plenu sianuta gake ame sile vudo magbola sile akbele vudo magbola eya li zakleka li.
No, you don't have to wait on local rains and local revivals. You are full of it. I'll give unto him a fountain of life in him bubbling up.
Bede meleben na tote kwa tijaja ple ganofia fe nyonyo o esia yue fu mana agbetivu dolai ele eya mame si ano fe fiem da.
Something in it that's fresh every day, pure and clean. It's an unadulterated word of God in your heart and mouth, vindicating itself, speaking for itself.
Nana lame si le ye yegbe siagbe si zron heko eya enye maufe nyatimatwea si le wotshime kple wonume si le kpedroma dokuji hele nufomle dokuji.
I don't care where it's raining, where it's snowing, what kind of weather it is, you're still happy because the Holy Spirit is in there bubbling up. It's a hidden power.
Nyeme tole mena tijalo alo sno jao desia desia iya nyeko jia no chowom elabena bogbokokule mela afima helefe fiem eya inye ngusen aglala.
Notice, all its secrets within it. It gives of itself freely to whomsoever will drink and use of its substance.
Mi degesie, efe nyalala le, yang tome, etwa edoku nana fa, na amesiame si, anoto eme, eye wawo eme nun langdo.
Now you don't pick out, say, well, I'm just had to go to the Methodist church because I'm a Methodist for a revival.
Azo matoko aglobe, enyo, azo ele nambe, ma yi, Methodist rameame, ada dinyonyo, elabena menye Methodist to o.
I'll have to go over here, but if I have to go to a Pentecostal, because I'm a Pentecostal revivalist.
Ele nambe ma yide afisia gake ne ele nambe ma yide Pentecostia ogbo elabena menye Pentecostia ofe nyonyowala.
I'm telling you, when you got that well of water springing up, that fountain when you're drinking by there, there's no difference you give to anything that comes by.
Meleg blom nami ne tifu doma le sisim le mawala vudoma ne ele nunom le afimala.
You're willing to give a hope of life to a Catholic, to a Protestant, to a Jew, to an atheist, or whatever it is. You're really, really got something in you that's doing it.
Na tibe ya na agbepo mokpokpo Catholic to, na Protestant to, na Yuda to, na maugbela, alo ama desia desi wonyeko. Nuva vande li, lemme uva van, esie le nusia wom.
You notice another thing about it. You don't have to pump it. You don't have to pull it, pump it up.
Mi ga deje si nubu buha kuda nguti, mahiyabe miyagben o, mahiyabe miyadu o, ano agbom o.
I've seen so much of that that makes me sick. Pumping up something, playing a bunch of music and jumping up and down.
Makpo si atogwe fukeke je doreta, ano nan agbom, eye wanogbedi di onam, eye nanokpo tim le eji a iji agbovanyi.
Or a great bunch of literature out in the town, a great big sign, the man of the hour. There's only one man of the hour, that's Jesus Christ, who's the same yesterday, today.
Alo, alo, aklak ba le vi bo gwa do de duame, ple jesi gambe, e yi afe ame, e yi afe ame de kakweli, ke yi anye Yesu Christo, ame sinye yamake eto ekbe yi de mafomafome.
There's only one messenger from God, and that's Jesus Christ. Yes, sir.
Gbedasi tola de kakweli to ma ugbova, ke eya inye Yesu Christo, e amega.
You don't have to pump this up or pull it down or nothing, you don't have to join it. You just take it freely, amen.
Melebe nagbo esia o, alo adu esia o, alo menyebe, melebe nagede ema o, deko na lon akho esia femache, amen.
I am the fountain of living water. You left me to go and make yourself some tanks.
Nyenye agbetivu dola, esi miyegbledi, be miyayada watigo gaona miyado kwi.
Now you don't have to pump it, pull it, join it, dig it, nothing else. You just have to take of it freely.
Azon me lebe miyagbon siyao, agbon ya adwi, eye agede me akwi, awonbo buadeke o, eye akobe na khoto eme femache.
You don't need any man-made theology for a strainer egg, either to tell you what goes in, what does not.
Ma unu sosro ametowa were keme hiena o. Hena nu tiodo ovu, alo obene wakblon na wo, nusi otua me ina o. Alo nusi nua wo o, deke o.
Some man-made theology, some educational system, self-righteous religion, some cistern of religious system. You don't need it. It don't have to be there.
Suku de defen ruanyi hena ma unu sosro ametowa were keme hiena o. Majaba wa nofima kurao, doki unjeje fe subo ametowa wea le nusiame, le esia hame, alo subo fe nduanyi ƒe ti do aɖe o. Esia mehia na wo o. Mehia be wòanɔ afi ma o.
You put a rag on that foot from up in the air. It don't have nothing to do with it. It's self-supporting. It's the power of God springing up into life.
Tso ɖo wo vudo ŋukpɔ ɖa, aɖi fu gbe kaba ɖe yame. Meɖo naneke awɔ kpli o. Enye nu si sute na eɖokui, enye Mawu ƒe ŋusẽ si le tsitsi ɖa yi agbeme.
Why would a man leave a thing like that to join into a system is more than what I could say. Don't need any string or rags. Don't need it.
Nuka ŋuti ame agble nane abe ma ene ɖi be wòayi ɖaɖo nuɖoanyi aɖe me mahã. Ewu gbɔgblɔ nam. Esia mehia nutsiɔɖo vuvu ɖe eŋu kura o. Mehia o.
It does not need to be the doesn't need to depend on local rains for its filling. It's full all the time. Amen.
Mehia ne be wòaku ɖe nutoa me ƒe tsidzadza ŋu hafi ayɔ o. Eyɔ gbago esia yi. Amen.
Now, man, I guess I'm just down in the dumps today, oh, my.
Oh,
I'm glad to be living in the presence of God. Whether things are going right or not right, He's my life. Amen. He's our life. He's the life, the abundant life. Yes, sir.
Oh, chichombe mele agbele maufankume. Nenye ben wole nyonyomlo, alomele nyonyomo ha. Eya enye nye akbe. Amen. Eya enye mia fe akbe. Eya enye akbela. Akbe fe akbo se sola. En amegan.
And look what it does for us. It's a power and purity is within itself. It needs no priming from the cistern or any other system.
Keke, mi kpo nu si wo wana mi la da. Efe ngusen kle efe jaja nye nye le eya ntome. Me hia ngusen dodo adeke to ti do alo ndua nyi tutu adeke kwa o.
Somebody say, well, what's your fellowship card? Let's see if you're a good Baptist. I'll see if you got a card.
Amede aglobe, enyo, afika wo hame vik balela le. Agomiak bobe, enye baptiste to, vavan maha, makborabe, agbalevile asio maha.
A good Pentecostal, if you're one, this two, this three, this or whatever more. See, it doesn't need any priming. It's always a going. Yeah.
Alo. Pentecost to vava, nenye de kanyenye to, venyenye to, etonyenye to, alo, ekawaga yo, mikuya. Me hiang se dodoa de ke o, zo zom ko e ya le, ehen.
You know, I used to have this old cistern, I had to pour water down there and prime this old sucker pump to get it out of there.
Minya, ti doko ko si anon asinye kpo, elebe, mak kuti kore me le afima eye, amie, kple, ti gbon ko ko si a, bena ti na dogole eme afima.
You know, pour some more water in, just pour a bunch of bugs and things in to pump out bugs and things. That's just about the way some of these systematic revivals is.
Minya, atroti kode eme kpi, ke njo jio kle nungo kenko wenye etro kode eme. Elebe, na gbo njo jio kle etuewo, nenema nyonyo siwo wo wokde nduwa nyo nula le.
But thank God, there is a fountain filled with where sinners plunge beneath the flood. You don't make church members, you make Christians out of them when they come to that fountain.
Gake, akpena mau, tosisi adeli, yofu plefu, sima nuva ola chena, ma wawobe wasu hameto o, a wawobe wasu Christo to, ne wanyava tosisi agboko.
Why would you leave the fountain of living waters to drink at such a cesspool as that?
Aleke atengu agblen ti gbagbe vudo si adi be na nonu le ti fodi do ma tokbi me.
No pumping up. This power is within itself. It needs no priming. Yes, sir. For itself, its own life is in itself.
Gbogbome le ngu o. Efe ngusen le yeng tome. Me hiyan be wa jirero o. En amaga elabena yeng to fe akbela gale yeng to me.
That's why the seed of God is in a man's heart. The life of God is in the individual, not in the church, in you. Amen. It's in you. You're the one that has the germ of life in you.
Nenema mau fe nukunona le ame fe chime. Mau fe akbele ame angto de kame. Menye le hame ame o. Mewoye ele mewo. Wenye ame si me akbekula le.
Just one taste of it is convincing to all kinds of clergymen. Ask the Catholic priest, ask the Baptist, whatever it is.
Esia dodo se zire kape ko sube wa funya de maudola de sia de nu. Bia Catholic fa da se, bia Baptiste to se, bia amede sia de se.
Just one taste of this great fresh artesian water, I'm telling you, it's convincing that it's the truth.
Tomati futo gan fa fe sia dodo se zire kape ko. Mele glom naomi, be e funya de amanu.
Your hungry soul, anyhow, it's convincing to the thirster, anyhow. Now, if you're not thirsting, this little Baptist, he wasn't thirsting to begin with. But when he got thirsty, the water tasted awful good.
Now, wolu fwa dawitola, aleke kya ke ha, afwonyare ame si chikole wugumu la nu, aleke kya ke ha. Azon, ne chikome le wumu o la, baptiste to suesia la, chikome no a wumu o. Be watwa je goma o. Kake esi chiko de asie wugumela. Tia vivine unto.
That's right, but you've got the thirst, the blessed thirst that Jesus called out. Blessed are you when you do hunger and thirst after righteousness, or you shall be filled.
Esi ale tefe. Kake elebe chiko na wugo. Chiko wame ya yirala. Abe ale si yesu yue enebe. Wa yirami ne dokle chiko lebya wumde chocho enye nye nguti. Elabena, what di konami?
Jesus said that, friend. Yes, sir. It's a blessed fountain to the thirsty.
Amen. Yesu blana nema honye. Eh, amaga, enye vudoya irala na tiko wia wu.
Why should any want to swap it for a swamp?
Nukangti amena tibe ya dolye siakle tiba maha.
How would you like to swap an artesian well for a swamp water full of bugs and contaminations? Of all kinds of man-made theories, which God said that adding one to His word or taking one of His words away, His part would be taken off of the book of life.
Alakata na jibe ya doli tomatifu do kple tiba si yo fun kple nu jojo kwa kple amang tofun fafia kwa kpa pe dole kyo maha. Evo wenye mau globe ne wotona na kpede yefe nyangulu alo dedele yefe nyawo mela.
And when God promised that He'd vindicate this word in every generation, for the promises to you and your children to them, for as many as the Lord our God shall call. Why would you pump on some systematic pump that's been contaminated for years from some old manna?
Ekem nukata na gbotito ndu anyi ofe pompinu esimeye dole kyo gado anofe gado wesi alo ato manna hukwea de maha.
Maybe the manna was all right, nothing against it in the days of Martin Luther, in the days of this, in the days of that, and the other reformers, nothing about it, but that's manna that fell a long time ago.
Dohi manna la nyok povayi. Nyemedro nyada kechitre da ngu le Martin Luther fen kekewome le amesikle amekeme kpakle njirarola keme o fen kekewome nyemedro nyada kechitre da ngu yawo gake enye mana si javayi hoho etepetidi.
If we notice in the Bible, they had to pick it up every day. They had to get new.
Nemye degesi le Bible amela ele na obo wafo egbesi agbe ele be wafo yeyewo.
After it got a little old, it rotted. It cannot rot without breaking down. It has to have bacteria in it or something to make it rot. We know that so.
Ne doko kovye vokola enyonyona matengo enyonyo esimanga jema o elebe dole kiona nome alo nana kokoko bebe wawebe wanyonyo minyebe elenema.
And so is the system. After it lays out from one great revival to another, and it gets contaminated. It gets full of bugs, and like a sister full of wiggle tails, as we used to call it. Little old bugs that wiggle in there.
Ke eye tando anyilaye, ne chi afima tonyo nyogan de kaji, ye eveliaji la, eye dolo kyo do eme, eye ngovyo yo eme fun la, ke sigbe ti do gade si yo fun kle takoro kore vyo, abale si wo yone ene la, ngovyo kweade si le vavam kacha kache la afima.
And that's what's the matter so many people's experience today. You're just full of wiggle tails. Wiggling from one to one, one to the other, telling tales that ain't got no truth in it at all.
Kakuhimaila magade ofen matoto ngunti egbe. Wo yo funkle tak poro poro vi. Siwele du sim, atso degbo ayi de degbo eye atso le degbo ayi bubu gbo hele gliwo siwo me nyateƒe aɖeke mele wo la tom.
That's right, wiggling out of one into another. I was a Methodist, I joined a Baptist, I was a Catholic, I went to be this, I went to be that. He's just wiggle tails. Oh, forget the whole thing and come to the fountain. Hey, amen, the artesian well, the ever-living presence of Christ.
Ele tefe, wole tu sim kate kate, atole de ma ayi bubu me, ta manye me totiste to, ke me va dro baptiste me, ta manye me katoliki to, me jova su esia, me jova su eke me, Quoi de vionne? Oh, la bonne blibola, nena va futola bo. Amen. Tomati futola, Christopher amagbon onoda.
I believe him to be the inexhaustible fountain of life. More you get from him, the fresher it gets, and the colder it gets, and the better it gets, and the sweeter it tastes.
Mekwaya magisabe, enya agbevudola, simemien agbedo. Ziale sina notuemala, zigeremawu, waga slonda ejiwu. Aga fada jiwu, aga nyoda jiwu, aga vivida jiwu.
I've been serving you now for 33 years, and each day grows still sweeter than it was the day before. He said, you would never thirst if we drink in this water. Notice how great it is.
Mele subon fifia anopobla etonvo eton esi. Ke esia yiklek besiak bela aga vivina de jiwu nke kesivayi. Nyeme, eglobe, nemye notisia fedela. Si koma ga wumi gbede o mi deje si alagbagbe wo lolo lada.
Oh, Israel did as many do the day they left the fountain of living waters to go dig themselves cisterns.
Oh, Israel wo abale si ame gede wo le wo wo mo egbe ene wo gble ti gbagbe vudo la di he yida kuti do na wa unto do kui.
Now, speaking of grace just for a moment, what the grace of God.
Azon be ma fonu to amanuvevenu e ifin adeko nusienya maufa amanuveve.
We got laws and bylaws, and if you don't measure up to this standard, I got a religious measuring stick. If you don't measure just up to that, you got the you can't come in and so forth.
Sekple sanguti sali kena makoko de jijeje magbola subosubo be jijeti le asinye na makoko de si agbola jizizi wonyana wo matengu agede me o.
But God saves us by grace, not by a measuring stick thing.
Kake amanuveve mauto demi menye jijeti o mikuya.
But God, speaking of grace, now just how this happened to take place, drinking from Him from this measuring stick.
Ke mau bena mafonu to amanuveve nti azon alesi nusia vana me bena wanonu to eyamame to jijeti siame.
Murmuring Israel, watch, he said, and I will visit you again. Notice in the scripture, notice he's going to try them to visit them again.
Libi libi lili, Israel libi libi lila, milen kudengu, eglobe, ke magasra miyakwa ke, mi degesi le ngongulamea, mi degesi, e ya agatikwa ke, be yagasra wakwa.
Murmuring Israel at the Red Sea. Was invited to follow him through the stagnated Egyptians' water to be a free people.
Israel, livi livi lila, siva do fuji lanu, okwibe wavaje yama yome, be wato Egypt to feti sifafala, bene wazu dukosivo.
Naphtali was a slave. They was invited to come over to be a free people with him. Come out through the Dead Sea. The Red Sea, come out through that to go into a wilderness to bring a separation between them and the impersonators, trying to impersonate it without circumcision.
When you cluvio tan, oko vebe wabazo ablodevio le eya magbo, midogobe miato fukukula, fukukuya, fujela ebung, midogobe miato ema, ayide gbiaji, alebe mamana no wawo kple amasron la siole, agbagba jembe, Yewa swen awola dome. Amesi ome tuavao.
Oh, that's what caused the trouble. Every one of them perished right in the sea. Pharaoh and his army.
Oh, ema inye nusi hetukara lave. Odome amesi ame chronle. Afima tututu legbea. Alo, afima tututu. Afima tututu le fuanu. Fara oklepe apakola.
They've seen human beings walking by supernatural power. So they come back around and try to impersonate that without being included in the blessing. Amen. And when they did, they perished. It's carnal comparison.
Wokpo ale si ame aɖewo le zɔzɔm kple nukunu ƒe ŋusẽ, ale wote va be yewoasrɔ̃e awɔ. Evɔ womele yayra la me o, ke esi wowɔ esia la, wotsrɔ̃. Esia nye ŋutilã ƒe nusɔsɔ kpɔ ko.
A man that tries to do that, try to impersonate something, then he is making a carnal comparison of a real Christian.
Ame aɖe si le te ŋkpɔ be yeawɔ nenema la, yate kpɔ asrɔ̃ nane awɔ la, ekema ele ŋutilã me nusɔsɔ kpɔ wɔm kple kristotɔ vavã.
My Indian brother there knows that come up around Bombay and you see the people there, the Hindus and so forth, laying on spikes and upon walking on glass and walking in fire to show what they can do and things like.
Novinya ŋuti atɔ si le afi ma, tere bombe ŋu be nakpɔ amewo ɖa le afi ma, Hinduwo kple bubuawo womlɔ gatagbadze dzi kple nuwo keŋ. Wole zɔzɔm le atukpagbagbawo dzi eye wole zɔzɔm le dome be watsɔ de nu si woate ŋu awɔ la afia, ke numawo tɔgbi la.
That's carnal impersonations of some man back in the jungle there is doing that to sacrifice for his God.
Ema nye ame aɖe si le aveme afia ɖe la ƒe amesɔsrɔ̃ ŋutilãmetɔ. Ele esia wɔm be yeawɔ vɔsasa na yeƒe Mawu.
We find that amongst all religious life. Carnal impersonation, somebody trying to be like the other.
Miekpɔe bena le subɔsubɔ gbenɔnɔa katã dome la, amesɔsrɔ̃ ŋutilãmetɔwo li fũu. Ame aɖe anɔ agbagba dzem be yeawɔ abe ame bubu ene.
There's only one example you're to be like, that's like Jesus Christ, who was the Word. And then when the Word of God comes to you, it'll be the same way.
Kpɔɖeŋu ɖeka koe li si dze be nàɖi, eye enye be nàɖi Yesu Kristo, ame si nye nya la. Ekema, ne Mawu ƒe nya la va na wò la, aganɔ nenema ke.
But God led them right on to the promised land anyhow.
Gake, Mawu kplɔ wo tẽ yi ɖe ŋugbedodo dzigba dzi alekeake hã.
They found also every tank. When they started through the wilderness in their journey, now after they had separated, they found out that every tank was dry to them.
Wokpo ti go gan de sia de ha, esi ma wo je mo chi le gbedada fo azon, le wo po mo zozon me, esi wo klara vo me gbe, wo va kwe bena, ti go gan de sia de me fu kla 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 na wo.
And you'll find the same thing, brother, when you start this journey to the promised land. You'll find doors closed.
Eye wo hã va ke ɖe ŋu nenema ke nɔvi ŋutsu, nenye be edze mɔ sia dzi ɖo ta ŋugbedodo nyigba dzi, akpɔe be ʋɔtruawo tu.
Like that little preacher said, an Anglican or whatever he was, and the first thing you know, his church turned him out. Since as soon as he had so many received the Holy Ghost, that was the end of it.
Abe ale si Mawu nyagblɔla sue magblɔ ene, ame si nye Anglikantɔ alo ɖe sia ɖe si wònye la, ke afi nava nya la, eƒe hamea nye dogui xoxo. Mikpea, zi ale si wokplɔ ame geɖewo xɔ gbɔgbɔ kɔkɔe la, ema nye eƒe nuwuwu.
And Israel found the same thing as examples in their journey to the promised land. The tanks were all dried.
Ke mie, eye Israel hã abe kpɔɖeŋu ene la, ke ɖe nu ɖeka ma ke ŋu le woƒe mɔzɔzɔ aɖo ta ŋugbedodo nyigba dzi la me, tigo gãwo katã me fu keŋ.
Yeah, their journey in obedience to his promised word, their journey in the tanks they found dry.
Ehe, woƒe mɔzɔzɔ le toɖoɖo me ɖo ta ɖe eƒe ŋugbedodo nya la me. Le woƒe mɔzɔzɔ me la, wokpɔ bena tsigo gawo me fu kplakplakpla.
Now they found the tanks could not be depended on for the journey.
Azɔ wokpɔ bena tsigo gã siawo la, yewo mate ŋu aɖo ŋu ɖe wo ŋu hena yewoƒe mɔzɔzɔ la o.
And if you're going to journey in obedience to the God, word of God and try to join this and join that, you're going to find out there ain't a tank in the world that will support it. Amen. Not at all.
Eye ne ele mozonge le tododo mawu ƒe nya me, xeti be yado esi me eye yado keme me la, na va ke ɖe eŋu bena tigo gã ɖeke mele gbea dzi si ate ŋu ado dzi atsɔ esia o, ɖeke kura o.
You are an individual. God leads you just the way he wants to lead you. Then we have found the same thing today, and all tanks are dried up.
Enye ame ɖeka tɔxɛ, Mawu le kplɔ wɔm ale si eya ti be yakplɔ wɔe, ke azɔ mie gale numake kpɔm egbe, eye tsigo gãwo katã mie keŋ.
But the promises are always true to God who will keep his promise to his people. He promised to supply all they had need of, so he did that.
Evɔ ŋugbedodo la nye nyateƒe ɖa, na mawu amesi ale fe ngbedodo me de asi na efe dukɔ la godo edo ngbe be ya na nu sia nu si hia wo la wo eya ta ewe ha.
In the midst of the empty dry tanks, just think of it, and complaining Israel in the desert in their journey.
Leti go gan di fe fle si o me fu keng la mi bu en po ple Israel si le lipi lipi lim le adome le o fe gbeji mo so so mea.
He called his servant leader, the prophet Moses, out to one side and opened up a fountain of living water by a smitten rock, so his believing children would not perish.
Eyo fo subola ngonolala nyagbodila Mose de aga khofu agbetivudola to agakpesi ofome alebe eviasi o khosela na gatro.
In this day, that speaks of grace to me. We are undeserving. The way that we've done, the way that we've lived, we're undeserving.
Le egben keke siamela, nu siale nu fom to amen veve ngu nanyea. Mie le es subom de etefe o. Ale siye mie le nu wom, ple ale siye mie la agben nom la. Mie le es subom de etefe o.
But God, in this day, like right here this morning, look, the Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic and all, He has opened up a fountain.
Gake mau lenkeke siame abeng disia na tututu la afisia la ade kokpo betotiste baptiste presbyterian catholique ple wokata khavuvudo ade dadi.
Hebrews 13 proves this, that he is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Hebrito tawie ton dokpo asia chibena enye eyamake eto egbe yire mavomavome.
So it makes true John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Ale esia wo Johannes ta ton kuku wi adia nyate fe bena. Ela bena ale gbegbe mawo lo kikiame be wo to fetenu vi hena bena mesia mesi kwa ejisanala mele tochoro ga o kebon wapo agbemavo.
And it was lifted up for a compound reason because the people were murmuring and sinning and they were snake bitten and they were dying and for their forgiveness of their sins and the healing of their sickness.
Ka wokwere jide susu gede fukpliota elabena dukola nolifilipi lim keno nuvo wom eye danowo dum wo nokukum eye kena ofo nuvo ofo kekekple bedada le ofo dolele ngutai.
And that's the same fountain that's open to us today for our salvation and for our healing, physical healing. For he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ke esi anye vudo de kama si le fufu nami egbe. Khena miya fe de dek pokpo kle miya fe doyoyo. Nti lama doyoyo. Elabena enye yamake eto egbe yide mavomavome.
And when the rock that was smitten by the promised word of God had commanded, it was given forth gushers of pure, clean water, not stagnated, not contaminated, but God's own presence, pure water, and saved all that drink.
Eye esiwo fo agakpela ple mawu fe ngbedodo nya ale siwo desela enati zo sruen kokwe le agbososo me menye esi fafao menye esi medole kio le o gake mawu to fe anyi nono tikokwe si de amasiwo kata nuila.
Now we know that's true because we read it in the Old Testament as a type.
Azomye nyabe nyatefe elabena mye khrilen babla khuwa me abe kpore ngwene.
Now, you did not have to pull it, pump it, join it, go into the seminary to learn how to use it.
Azomye nyabe mya dwi agbwen adwe me o ayire bibla suku be mi asron ale simia we engdo e o.
They'll tell you how to use it there, see. Oh well, you if you have received the Holy Spirit, we believe that, but so you do it this way.
Ogbona ale siwa we engdo e le afima mi poya o enyo wola na khogbogbokokola mi o mi khone sebe ale na wo esi engdo e ngesi.
But you see, there's no control of it. You don't use the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit uses you. See, you're not to use the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit got you.
Gake ekpuya, eji duduma liyo. Menya uwele gbogbokokuya zam o. Gbogbokokuya ele zawom ekpuya. Mipuya, mele na obe na zang gbogbokokuya o. Gbogbokokuya ele o.
A gift is not something you take like a knife and sharpen a pencil with it. It's yielding yourself to God and getting yourself out of the way so the Holy Spirit can use you.
Nunana la, manye nane sinato sigbehene, akpa nunglo tumi kli o. Enye, amadoku toto na mau, amadoku dededa, le mwaji, alebe gbogboko kwela na tengu azao.
Notice, they never had to pump it or pull it, or they never had to ask, now, how do we use this water? Because they know how to use it, they were thirsty. They know what to do with it.
Midege si be mele na okpo gbedebe wakpoen alo atu o. Alo mele be wabia nyase bena. Azo aleke wole be miyazan ti lae maha. Ela bena wonya ale si wazen. Ti kwele wo wum. Wonya nu si wa wakpli.
And so is a man or a woman. What, regardless of what creed or denomination he belongs to.
Eye nene make nye ngutu alo nyonu. Desiade, meka jihose alo koma hato nko si me wole lao.
If he's thirsting for God, he don't have to run back to seminary like this Anglican brother did, or British brother last night. Have to go back and consult how to the Anglican church, how I must use this great gift he's got speaking in tongues, and how I must do this. They kick him out to begin with. See?
Nema ufo tikole wumla, mele nebe wasidu ibibla suku o. Abe ale si noving to Anglican to, alo noving to English blutito si awe, ni to sama ene, ne de wo yida bia etase, le Anglican rame akbo, ale si jebe ya wonu nanagan si ye chola ngundo ema ha, esime, wo do adeye ye ple, ale ke jebe ya wo esie la, ato je gomea, wato afokbo apfui, mikuya.
He was thirsty, so God just filled him. That's all there is to it, it's thirsting and then he just filled.
Tiko no e wum, Eyata mawu yo fun nusikata kure ngutema tiko wo maye ekam eyama ayo fun.
You don't have to have any control. Somebody tell you what to do with it. God leads each individual in the way he wants you to do.
Nse popore kemele won to si o. Amabubu na gblo na onusi na wokpli la na wo. Mawu klo amasiama de kadeka alesi wodito gbo obe na wo.
You are an individual yourself. You are a part of God. Nobody can take your place.
Enye amedeka wong totoke. Enye mau fe akpade. Amedeke matengwa chote ufe o.
And there's no way I have to go to somebody and say, now I have to do this with it or I have to do that with it. No, sir. God uses it the way that he wants to. When you're thirsty, you know enough to drink.
Eye monwadeke melibe de kukuko wolebe na yameadekbo o. Ke akblo azonbe. Ele nambe ma wo nusi akpakpli. Alo ele nambe ma wo keme akpakpli la. Bede amaga ma uzane le mosi si jie ya madi. Ne tiko le uwom la enyakokobe ya noti.
If you're thirsty this morning, drink from it. That's all you have to do.
Eye ne tiko le uwom disi ala. Noto eme eya kwe inye nusi olebe na wo.
God had provided a way for their thirst. The thirsty children to partake freely of himself.
Ma uta modi na ofe tiko wame, bena visi o tiko le wugumla, nakpo gomele e yang tome fa.
And God's provided a way for every man and woman this morning who's hungered and thirst.
Eye ma uta modi na ngutukle nyonu de siya de ngutisya, amesi dokle tiko le wugumla.
Perhaps there's people sitting here who's never been saved. There's people sitting here who's on the verge of being saved.
Doma hi amyado nongida afisya si omakpore de kpou. Amiado nongida afisia si o tsode de pokpokbo.
These people here sitting here, church members, you want to do right, but you're drinking from a tank. They'll never tell you these truths.
Amiado la afisia si o li abegame viwene miele di dimbe miawo nungui gake miele ti nomle ti go gande me omakblonga tepo si o fia mi pokbedo.
The only thing to come is take the promise of God and come to that fountain. Then he'll quench the thirst. He that drinks from this fountain shall never thirst again.
Nu de kasili bena vala enye bena na toma ufeng bedodo eye na vavu do magbo ekema eya lati tiko wame manu na wo amesi nonu le vudo siamela tiko maga wia kpokbedeo.
Notice now how he liberated is one who received this water by grace and not by a system or cistern of education. He vindicates his word. Is a life-giving resource.
Dejesi azon alesi o dega eto si o khoti si ato amenu veveme. Eye menye to nudwanyi me
alo to ti do adeke fe suku dede me o. E do kwe fe nyachi be enye ti jofe si nana akbe.
How many in here knows that you receive life when you've taken that word in his water? Just you know that you receive life.
Amene nye le afisi anyabe ne ho nyama kple efe chila akbe ne ho. Amesi nye kobe akbe e ho maha.
Let's take a well for instance, just another example or two, and then I'm going to close just in a moment. I must have that button somewhere, but notice I just keep talking, but I don't mean to do it.
Minamia tovudo le kpodem me abe kpodem bubu de ka ene alo eveko ekema mia wonu le yivia de me ele be nutotu mana no afia de nam gake mi de gesiesia nufopoji komagale gake nyame jibe ma wonu ne ma afio.
Look, let's take for an example just a couple people. Let's take the woman at Jacob's sister, a dug well.
Pora, minamiato ame eveko. Le kpore me, minamiato nyonu sino yako peti dolato, vudo si wode.
There she was sitting there. That's all the woman knows. Was this sister and where she come to get water.
Eye ekem le vudo ato, nusia kata wo nyala, eye enye ti do sia, afisi wova duatile.
And over against the well, she found in the little panoramic there, a man sitting there, a Jew. And she was a Samaritan. It's a city of Sychar.
Ke kwang tuwa de si zionde vudo lang ti le dogbagbe afima, si bobono anyide afima nye yudato, ke eyanye samariato, shina duame.
And we find out that this man, this Jew, spoke an unusual word to this woman, said, bring me a drink.
Ke kwabo nang tu siala yudato siala, ek blonyade na nyonu asima bow.
She said, now we have segregation. It's not right for you to ask me a question like that. You being a Jew and me a Samaritan.
Eglo azombe amadededa galemi adome. Meje meje be we abiam nyama tokbe o. Esi nenye yudato. Eye nye la menye samaria tolata.
He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. And I'd give you waters that you don't have to come to this cistern to drink it. Be a well of water, spouting up the.
Eglobe, Canada, nya mesile nufom naola, we abiatim, eye manati gede wo, be magavati dosia gbobe ya nu o, esia azutivu dosia no di chim lema o.
Notice, when she found that this proved to be the truth. Now, first, any man could have said that. But she said, you say worship in the Jerusalem, and we worship this mountain.
Mideje sibena esi okpo siala edefia ba nye nyatefe azongbala amade siade ko atengwa glone nema gaka eya globe miawo miebe wasubole Jerusalem ke miawo mie subona le tosiaji.
He said salvation is of the Jews. We know what we believe. But said, let me tell you one thing in words like this.
Edongbe hohonye yura toto mie nyanu siji mie khose gaka ya eglobe na maglonya de nawo.
Neither in this mountain or at Jerusalem, for times coming when the man shall worship God in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such.
Menye tosi ajilo alo Jerusalem o, elabena gameligbona, esi ame asubo mawu legbogbok, lenye tefemme, elabena fufula tiyane nemme o.
He said, go get your husband and come here. Watch, here it proved it. Here show what fountain she was at.
Eglobe, hey da yosno nemiava afisia, Milan kudeng, esia edokweji le afisia, afisia efia vudo sifomevye.
Say, go get your husband, come here. She said, I don't have any husband. He said, you said the truth.
Eglobe ke ida yo srong ne miyava afisia, edongbe srong me le asinyo, eglobe etongya tefe.
See, it looked like it's a plain contradiction to what he had asked her and said, go get your husband.
Mikwe aje sigwe nusi titrede, nusi wo bie languti kote, ke eglobe ke ida yo srong uve.
Said, I have no husband. Said, you've said the truth. Said, because you've had five, and the one you're living with now is not yours.
Eglobe, sromela asinyo. Eglobe, eglonya tefe. Eglobe, elabena atono asiotan, eye esi eliklif azoha menye towe o.
Watch that woman, how different from the priest of that day.
Milan kurenganu langu, alesi o tofofo, lenu no lao gwe, lenu kekemame.
The priest of that day seen that same thing happen and said, that's a devil. Telepathy or a Beelzebub. See, they failed to see the word promising that.
Nkekamama fenu no la o kwanu de kama tututu jo. Ke wo globe, bogbo voye, susume khlelaye, alo Beelzebub ye, mikwe, wo dang gbedodo nya la kpokpo fu.
But that little woman was better versed in the scripture than the priest.
Ken yonu swema fode ngongla meto wu no la wo dometo de siade.
She said, "Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. We haven't had one for 400 years. That's a Malachi."
Eglo be amaga majesi be nya nyagbodila anofa alafa na songwesi la miga kpo de kekpo o tukeke malachi jike.
But said, "We have looked for one and we know there's one coming, the Messiah. And when he comes, this will be what he'll do." Jesus said, "I'm he."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ke eglo be mi le mo pom na de eye mi nya be na de kali gbona si anye mesia eye na eya mavala nu si anye nu si wa wo Yesu gblo na be na eye ai menye. Amen.
Did you notice she left her bucket at Jacob's cistern, run down into the city full of an artesian well? She'd seen it perfectly vindicated and he was that fountain. Let me introduce her to you.
Demi dejesia a jola for tokola boda yako for titula bo futuida duame tomativu dola yamofu a quare what broke by chibotwe ke a yamanya a betosisila nabamatua don kume.
She left that when it was proved to be the word of life, she left it and had discovered that the same rock that was smitten in the wilderness was proven to be present then.
A glass yadi. Esima odro kwe chibe, enye agbenyala. Ekblendi, eye, wukede ngube, enye agakpe make tututu. Si wofole gbeaji, odro kwe chibe, ele afima esmai.
Let me say that same God that was in the days gone by that we speak so much of, he's present here now.
Minama glombana, mawu de kama. Sino anyi lankaka si ova yimela, si ngouti miye fonule, kakakala, yaekele afisya azon.
Not by some theological understanding, but by a personal knowledge of his vindication that he had poured out in this last days the Holy Spirit upon his church.
Menye to maun sosro fe goma sesama o, kabung to fe kparoji fe, sigeja me tome tola mebena, yamala trok bopo koko ya kore fe game aji,
he is not a I was. He is still the I am. Present tense, always.
Menya manu anyi wonya o. Ega nye fifiye yife, menya koko koda.
Then, the cistern lost its taste. And so does every man who ever falls into the power of God by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the denominational systems lose their taste.
Eka mati do la buwefe vivi. Ayene na maka wole na amesia amesi gada maufa ngusama. Tok bok bok okwefe ngangirome. Koma gato onkofa nudua nyo buna ofa vivi.
You don't want no more of that stagnated frogs and lizards and bugs and so forth. You're drinking from a fountain that's fresh and pure. The word of God fresh every hour in your soul.
Akpoklo kle atogo kle njoji okle tue ofa nufafala maga churo akpo o. Ele nu nomu le tivu dofa fezo srema.
The same is now when the word has been proven to be the truth. Taste and see if it's not right.
Nenemake abefifia ene esiwo drokpe nyalaji be enye nyatefe ke dresekpo nakpobe demele tefe umaha.
Though the cistern had served us well, served his time well. But you see, the fountain of life was there. Not Jacob's well no more for spiritual drinking.
Tokbaba tidola na efe nyui ha, alo nati le efe game nyui ji ha la. Gake mikuya, agbeti vudola no afima, meganye yako fo vudola e azon u, khenak bokboma nunonu.
What they thought they drank that well, it would be all right. But now the fountain of life itself is setting there.
Nusi wo susube, ne ye o nonu le vudoma mela, cho, esi anyongu to, ke azon agbeti vudola nto le afima.
Now we don't need systems and organizations that we have. We're at the end time.
Azom ye gahian drani oklen dodo wakasio le miasila o miela nui.
And God promised in this end time the things that He would do, and we see it fulfilled to the word.
Kema udong bebena nusiawe ya wale nui eye miyekwebe esiavame denyanu pepepe.
We hear the man of military might stand up and shivering and saying that something sticks to happen. We feel the Holy Spirit warning us that something sticks to happen.
Nye sebe ame sisi a vakope ngusenle la, chitre khele jo jom nyanyanya, lekbo glombe, wawo, nane gbona jojoke, nye sekbo kokwe, nko, wole toklan na mi bena, nane gbona jojoke.
We see everything set in order, then leave that system and come to the fountain. Yes, sir, serve his purpose. But now, she was face to face with the fountain itself.
Nye kbobe, nusia nula dodome, ekema, Jola ndwanyi magbo na favudo lagbo. Eh, amaga, ewa eto sinwa, ke azon, ekpekple vudo la nto, nkume kple nkume.
In John 7, 37, 38, Jesus said in the last days of the Feast of the Tabernacle, what did he say? If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Right in a bunch of theologians.
Le Yohanes adrelia, blatovo adrei, blatovo nyemea, yesu gblon lagbadon keke nyuafen keke mamlea jibena, nuka oglon. Netiko la mada gumula ne vakbonye ne wanui. Le maun slon la opera tutu la titi na tututu.
If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. For the scriptures have said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
Netiko la mada gumula, eya ne vakbonye ne wanui, ela bena ngongla o globena. Agbeti tosisio anoji jimle eya ma medake.
There's the living fountain. That's the fountain that the people forsaken today. For the creed they have forsaken the fountain of living water.
Vudogbagbe ade li. Eya enye vudosi ama ogbledi egbe. Khekhoji khose ode tefe. Ogbleti bagbe vudoladi.
Let me introduce you to him. He to me, and I'm closing. He to me is that fountain that saved Hagar's life and the child when they were dying in the wilderness.
Minama klomi egbo. Eya nanyela. Kemele nuwum. Eya nanyela. Enye vudo si de hagakple viafe akbe si mawo no kukum legbiaji.
I believe he is that rock. In Isaiah 32, he's that rock in a weary land. He's the shelter in a time of storm.
Mekwesebe enye agakpe ma, si le Yesaya tabla tonfo ve, me. Eya enye agakpe si le kuri yungbaji, eya enye bebefe le homutuyi.
Zechariah 13, he is the fountain that's opened in the house of David for sin. I believe him to be that, don't you?
Le Zakaria wye ton yamela, eya enye vudo si le nouveau le David feme, hena nouveau, me khoye amaji se be enye sia, miyawe yade.
In Psalms 36:9, he is David's fountain of life. He is the still waters of David and the green pastures. He is the water by the brookside before David.
Le Salomo tabla tofo ademea, eya enye David fe akbe vudo, Eya enye gboroma fe towo na David, ple langi fe damao, eya enye tisi le tofu oto na David.
In Genesis 17, he's Abraham's nursing breast, El Shaddai.
Le Mose gba tawi adriamea, eya enye nosi Abraham no, El Shaddai.
Now when his life is gone from him, still he, God said, a man of 100 years old, how will this thing be? I'm old. My wife is old. How can these things be? He said, I am El Shaddai.
Ke esiefe agbebude ken la, ega kotonye ma ugle. Muntu si kofa la fade kala, aleke nusia atengwa vame, meti, swanye hati, aleke nusia atengwa vame, eglobe, nyenye El Shaddai.
Now, El is thee, and Shaddai is breast, and Shaddai is plural, which means I am the breasted God.
Azon El, enye la, Eye, Shaddai, enye no, ke Shaddai, nye, bubunu gede, sigome enye, nye mawu sito no.
Like a baby that's fretting and is sick and strength is gone from it, lean upon the mother's bosom and nurse its strength back.
Sigwe ale si vigyade si vodokpo, hele don lem la, eye ngusen vole ngu, mlona da dafe akonu, hega noa ngusen yeye.
Sure, not only when it's nursing, it's sitting fretting no more at the mother's breast, it's satisfied why it is getting its strength.
Kakare jitwe, menye deko, nele enomula, megadu akpovovo ake o, le dadafo nonula, efe jichiame, ne ele ngusen kpomto ekbo.
And any man that will take God's promise in his heart, that the promises to you and your children, them as far off as many as the Lord our God shall call, and lay right against that and nurse your strength back, fretting child. Believe it. It's for the believers.
Ke ame si a choma ufe ngbedodo de fechime bena. Ngbedodo la nye miya okle miya vio to. ame siwo le adzɔge ame ale si nu míaƒetɔ mawu la ayɔ eye wòasiɔ ɖe esia ŋuti la enumake aha no wo ŋusẽ ake wo ɖevi si tsi dzimaɖi xɔ esia se ame siwo xɔe se la toe.
To the believer poet, I can think of many songs that the poet found. There was one of them said one time, he...
Na hakpala xɔsetɔ la, mate ŋu abu ha geɖewo ŋu si me hakpalawo kpɔ mi le. Wo dometɔ ɖeka gblɔ kpɔ bena eyae.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stain.
Ʋutɔ sisi aɖe do go tso Emmanuel ƒe kabiwo me. Vɔwɔlawo dze tɔ sia me bu fɔɖiɖiwo keŋ.
That dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. There may I, though vilely see, wash all my sins away.
Adzodala si le kudɔ ƒom la kpɔ tɔ sia dzidzɔtɔe. Afi ma nye hã abe eya ene maklɔ nye nu vɔwo ɖa le.
Ever since by faith I saw that stream thy flowing wounds supplied, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die.
Ke tɔ esi me kpɔ abi vudo sia to xɔse me la, lɔlɔ gã si ɖia me la zu ha nam va se ɖe esi me ku.
To me, he's the waters of the word of separation that separates you from everything that's contrary to his word. That's the fountain I believe him to be. Yes, sir.
Na nye ya la, eya enye nya la ƒe ameŋkɔti si ma ame ɖa tso nu sia nu si tsitre ɖe ƒe nya la ŋuti gbɔ. Ema enye vudo si me xɔ se be enye amegã.
It's the waters that separated me from man-made cisterns to the fountain of living water.
Bena, eya enye ti si mam ɖa tso tsi do ametɔwɔwɔewo gbɔ heyi ɖe tsi gbagbe vudo la gbɔ.
Oh, friend, you can just go on and on with the things that he is to us.
Oh, konye, matenguiko, matengwa yeji da, ple nusiawo si wonye nami.
He's Alpha, Omega, he's the begin, he's the end, he's he that was, which is, and shall come, he's the root and offspring of David, he's the morning star, he's my all in all.
Eye enye Alpha, Omega, eye enye gomejeje, eye enye nuwu, eye enye amesi no anyi, esili, kple ame si gbɔna eye enye David ƒe ke kple eƒe ƒome eye enye ŋkeɣletivi keklẽ la eye enye wo katã le wo katã me nam.
And brother, sister, if you haven't had a just been drinking from this little man-made tank all your life, why not this morning forsake that tank and come to this fountain?
Ke nɔvi ŋutsu nɔvi nyɔnu ne mele asiwo la la ke ɖeko ele tsi nom le tsigo gã sue ametɔwɔwɔe aɖe me. Wo agbe katã nuka ŋuti magbe nu le tsigo gã ma gbɔ ŋuti sia eye nava vudo sia gbɔ wo ma hã.
Let's bow our heads just a moment.
Mina miade miaƒe tawo to hena yeyi aɖe.
With your heads bowed. To my opinion, the altar call. How many now?
Esi miaƒe tawo gale to la, le nye nukpɔkpɔ nu la, yɔyɔ vava samlekpui gbɔ, ame nenie azɔ.
I was all nervous. I keep me too long. It made me chop my message to pieces. But I believe the Holy Spirit wants you to get what I mean.
Me ti dzodzodzoe, me le mia lem didi akpa, ewɔ be me la nye gbedasi la kpokpokpo, gake me xɔe se be gbɔgbɔ kɔkɔe di be miase nu si me di be magblɔ la gɔme.
Look, there's nothing more important in this day than getting right with God. See, our dinners, whatever it is, whatever, the Lord is here. Now, I've only heard that about once in my life since this time.
Mikuya, naneke me le vevie le nkeke sia me wu be wa geɖe ɖoɖo me kple mawu o. Mikuya, miaƒe ŋdɔ nuɖuɖuwo nu ɖe sia ɖe si wonye ɖe sia ɖe ko aƒetɔ la le afi. Azɔ zi ɖeka aɖe ko mese esia kpɔ le nye agbeme tso keke ɣi aɖe yi.
Now how all of you here, not how many, all of you here that wants to drink from that, just stand up just a minute, just for prayer. God bless you. The Lord bless you.
Azon aleke. Mi ame siwo katã le afi sia, menye ame neni, o, mi katã si le afi sia la, si di be mianɔ nu le emame la, mi tso ɖe miaƒe afɔwo dzi hena miniti aɖewo ko hena gbedodo ɖa ko. Mawu nayra wo. Aƒetɔ la nayra wo.
Now how many in here that standing present now would say that by uplifted hand like this, God, move on me, just fill me, let me drink from this fountain.
Azɔ amene nie le xɔa me afi si atitre fifi la azɔ ate ŋu agblɔ be to asidodo ɖe dzime alea bena Mawu sagba ɖe dzinye yɔ me nye tam na mano tso vudo sia me.
And I haven't done just what's right, but I want you to forgive me for it. I want you to wash away my sins and let me from this day just like,
Eye, nye me wɔ nu si dze la tututu o, gake me di be na tɔ esia kem. Me di be na klɔ nye nu vɔwo ɖa, eye na ko be tso egbe sia dzi la ma kpɔ ɖa ko mia tɔwo.
Tɔ si sia
ɖe de goto. Emmanuel Kabiu mi Kawala wo Teta siame Kofa Dede Kote
A Christian believer, you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior. But you have not as yet. Now, if you haven't, that's the fountain. The only one I know about is that fountain from Emmanuel's veins.
Azɔ esi mi ame siwo nye Kristo dzixɔselawo mi xɔ Kristo abe miaƒe ɖela ene, gake va se ɖe fifi la miele. Azɔ ne miele ke esia nye vudo la. Deka si li menyala inye vudo si dogoto Emmanuel fe kabiome.
Now, and if many of you here, it's just like speaking the other night about this little eagle walking in the barnyard with the chickens. And he never knew nothing else but the chickens, but he knew there's something about him was different from the chickens.
Azo, kene ame kedo le miyadome afisia, deko wole asigbe ale si mono nufom nyi tosam akude ronvi si le tatsam le kpom akle kuklo vio ene. Ke menya naneke wu kokloviawo o, kake nya bena nane tovovo le ye ngunti to kokloviawo ngu.
And then his mother come hunting him, and she screamed from above. It was an eagle's call.
Ke no avale edim, eye wuklon se sien le yame, enye gonfe yoyo.
See, he had to be an eagle to begin with, or he'd never recognize that call.
Miekpuya, elebe wanya gon ato jekome, namenye nene maula, ma dejesi yoyo ma akpok bedeo.
It has to be something there germatized or can never produce life.
Mikuya, eya, elebe nanana no afima si amie. Nemenye nenemuola, matengu anna akbe akwakbedeu.
And if the seed, the word of God is in you, the Holy Spirit, you're now to germatize that and bring it to a reality to you.
Eye nenukwa, maufe nyala le mewola, gbokbokokwela le afi azon anna esia, esia na mie azu nuva vanao.
How many in here has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Would you raise up your hands all around, everywhere, just real honest, if you haven't received the Holy Ghost, and you'd like to, raise up your hand, wherever you are, just keep your hand up just a moment.
Amenenye le afisi amekogbogbogbogbe fe nyonyo ma ha, dem yakko asi ichia, afisi afikporo, afiokata, midianu kore vava, namekogbogbogbogbe o, eye le titimbe yahwela, ko wo asi ichi, afisi afisinele, na wo asina nojiko, hena e ivyade.
I want you standing around and looking at him. I want somebody to lay your hands over on them. I believe right now the Holy Spirit will fill every one of you.
Azɔ medi be ame siwo le titre ɖe wo gbɔ le wo kpɔm la, medi be ame aɖe ne da si ɖe wo tsi, Mwese fifi la bena gbogbo kokwe ayom ya doma amasiama sila edim la.
Now don't think about the food out there in the cafeteria. Let's think about this food here. This is one. This is life. See? This is life.
Azon miga bundudu sila egodo le coffee no fola o. Mina miya bu ndudu sila afila nguti. Siya inye nwa. Siya inye akbe. Mikuya. Siya inye akbe.
Now turn right around each one of you and lay hands on each other. And they laid their hands upon.
Azon mitrode ungu miya doma amasyame. Nem yada asire miya na oji. Eye woda. Ofo asio da oji.
Now, I want you to pray for that person. You got your hand. Now, don't think about going out. Don't think about nothing else. Just think right now, the Holy Spirit's here to fill each individual.
Azon medibe mado gberade amesiji mieda sidola ta. Azon, miga buwego do nguti o. Miga bunubu buareke nguti kura o. Mibu engu fifi la abena. Bokboko kwele afisiabe ya yo amede siade me toche toche.
Open up your heart. Dump all the cistern water out and say, O fountain of life, come into me. Fill me, O Lord God, with thy goodness and mercy.
Vuo jilako, troti do meti la kata fugbe, eye nagblobe, o agbevudo, vamenye, yomenye, o afoto mau, ple wonyonyo ple, nublani kpokpo.
Lord Jesus, that inexhaustible fountain, I pray, God, that you will fill each one of them. May the Holy Ghost fall here.
Apeto Yesu, uvudo sima miena o. Melegbe domra ma ubena, na yo odometo de siya deme. Nabek bokbokokwe na jade afisia.
I'd pray, God, that we'd forget all about anything else. That the Holy Spirit fall into the midst of us just now and will give to us that waters life freely from everywhere.
Melegbe domra mau bena miyanglong de siya debe bena gbogbokokwe na jade miya dome fifi la eye wana agbetima mifako to afisiafi.
Granted, O God, while the continuity of prayer and song blending together, Lord, knowing it's your presence, your divine presence, we want to come to the fountain. We want the real genuine baptism with the Holy Ghost.
Na beneva me, o mau, esime gbe gbe dodora kple hajiji fe jiyi bla de kela afoto ele nyanyame na mi be esia nye wo anyinono wo mau manyinono la mie jibe mie va vudo siagbo mie hia nyonyoro vava ntong tokle gbogbokokwe.
Lord, these people are praying for it. I pray that this right moment now that they will be filled with this goodness of God. Granted, O God, hear the prayer of your children.
Afeto, amesia o legbe domra de esiata, me legbe domra bena, le reyi esia me tututula, wa yo wo fun kwa kule mawu fe domanyonyo sia, nabe esia na vame, o mawu, sevio fe gododora.
May you come upon their being. May the power of God and the Holy Ghost sweep over them. Granted, God.
Lona vawoji, nabe mau fe ngunse, bakule gbogbokokwe, na foya towoji, nabe wa va emajro mau.
Oh, how we thank you for the refreshing, for the presence of the mighty God of heaven standing in our midst.
Oh, alake gbegbe mie da akpe na ode gbore me yilata, de tifo ma unu se tola fe anyinono, sile titre de mie titina lata.
Right at this noon hour, Lord, feed us. Lord, we want food from your table. Feed us, Lord, just now feed us with the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Le retro ga popo siyame fifi la la, apoto, nimi, apoto, mie hiyandudu to wo plonguti, nimi, apoto, Jako azon nimi bakbokbokokwe de miafe akbewome.
Our hungry, parching souls are thirsty. As you said in the interpretation of the song, it would pour forth water upon parched ground.
Dokple tekole miafe lufonsi ofu klakla la wum. Aba alesia gble le khafe bokbokajila me nebena. Ti achade kudinyi banchi.
Lo,
let it happen, Lord. Let thy words be made manifested in the hearts of thy children. Waters upon dry, parched ground.
Nabe sia na fame, afeto, nabe wonyawo na dede goleviwo fachime, tisi jade kuri ingbaji.
Eternal God, hear the prayer of your servant and give unto us that blessing.
Mau mavo do to odola fe gbedodora eye na to yayira mavo manami amen
just keep praising now find out the Holy Spirit here if you don't receive it it's your fault
asomi eji mi anoka fuka futsomne kwa dege si be gbogbo kokwe la fisia na me kwa si awola wo fo dadae le melo ye
Lovest thou me more
than the Lord Yemua Messiah Maha?
Love
Yesu Lambe Trem Lala.
Praise be to God.
Wakafu Mau.
If he comes just
Nukae, Nenyebe Evang Disia Lali. Adam de la fofo ma fo muti ko fafia o eva de o tanye to fo pe nu pe me no ko no ne ge de la waka fe
let's sing it to him oh
minamia chinazo no ko no no ko no Yesu Yena Adandela Fofo Mafo Muti Fafafia O Evade Botanye Tofo Pemo Peme Noko No Nye De La Waka Femko
All of you that say Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I see some people coming through now with the Holy Spirit.
Monsieur Katan Selo Manana Malana Globe, Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Makpo Ameado Duji, Hogbokoque Azon.
Yes, so then, Globe is free from condemnation.
Then a lawyer, ma. Oh, nukunu. wakafu vudo ma si yok ple vu, afisi nu von la o bua vovo na mekpeto kata lena, fobubu o kata, vovo son le ya mame. Hallelujah! Oh, miato, siawa nuku vava.
Now, while we sing that again, let's let all the Methodists, Baptists, Catholic, Presbyterian, wonders while we sing this wonderful Jesus is to me, let's just turn around and shake hands with each other. Just have a good old mix-up.
Azo sime mie gale siajima ake la, minabe metodisto tokata, baptisto tokata, katoliko tokata, presbyteriano okata, ekake la, esime mie no siajim la, ben nukunu ye yesu nye nam. Mina mia trode mia noongu anna asi. Mina mia wo tafe chaka chaka nyu toma.
You know, that's what I like. Come on, let's sing it now as we do it.
Minya, nyela, numa malona. Nato, mina mia chi aso sime miele esi awom.
Oh,
nukunu, nukunu, ye ye so nye na.
Keeping me from all sin and shame, wonderful is my Redeemer. There's sound through me, it makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, sets the captives free. Well, there's a river of life flowing down through me.
The Bible said, pray for those that are in authority.
Bible globe mi dogberade amesi o sima jidudu lalelata.
Our Heavenly Father, we are standing in a desperate need for the leader of our nation, our president. He may never know this, Lord, but you know it.
Mia fofo di fo vieto, mie le titre le hahiam bua manume na mia fe dukola plola, mia fe duklola. Dohi, ma nya nusia bede o, apoto gake wola enye.
I pray for Brother Johnson as he professes to be a believer in you. And Father, a heart attack, we understand, has struck him.
Melegbe dom rade noving to Johnson ta, abe alesye yanton avwa mebe yenye jiwo khosela ene, ke fofo, jidon le fu anyi, nene mamiese.
I pray God spare his life. We're in a national crisis right now anyway. Let thy spirit come upon him, Lord.
Melegbe dom rade mau, kwafak beta, miele dukwa de, dukwa le ye isese ome tom fifi la, ale ke ha,
And right now, in the hospital or wherever he may be, let your spirit come down to that Walter Reed Hospital and touch his body, sparing his life.
Eye fifi lala, le doyofea alo afisi afisi watengwa nola, ke nabe wogbogbona didi de Walter Reed doyofe mambe wakasi efe ngutilangu adefe agbe.
Lord, the man's under pressure. More pressure than what we understand.
Afeto, ngutula le zizite, uwe si gome miyawo miyatengwa se.
So we pray, God, as believers and as a part of this nation, we pray for our leader, that you will grant him an extension of life in this great hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Hey, atamye le gbedomda mawu. Abe kose tokle duko siyafo akpade ene la, miye le gbedom da de miye fe klolata, bena wo na na efe akbena jitide ji le gafofu vevi siyame, le Yesu Kristo fe nkome. Amen.